We're back, live and local, on the Power Trip.
I'm like a dog in heat, a freak without warning. I have an appetite for sex because me so horny.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Terry.
Oh, why am I not surprised?
Sheriff Department!
Terry!
Hey, what do you guys want?
We have a warrant this time. Let us in.
The lady at that house over there.
Okay.
Looking out her window.
Hi.
And seeing...
What?
What did she see?
Me, totally partying.
Can you describe partying for me, please?
I get
more
a cake,
mm-hmm.
And then I get my flute,
mm-hmm.
And I go like this.
Terry, can I ask you a question?
What?
Is that flute another man's penis?
Whoa, time out.
No, time in.
No, there's no timeouts.
Game
there's
in.
No timeouts in
we're
life.
Back and play.
Well, maybe the flute had balls.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere.
I said maybe, I didn't say it, yeah. So
we got a call about lewd behavior on the boardwalk, and you the only thing I see around here that could qualify.
How is this?
Lewd.
I'm not lewd at all. I don't even know what... Lube or lewd?
And
listen up, the ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper, gang.
Yeah.
Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato, gang.
Yes.
Boy. That is good news.
Size does matter.
We can't be what you want us to be. You want that romantic guy, the big proposal, so you can tell your friends. Girls love to tell their friends about exciting things, right? Every girl. First of all, women are very smart because they work together as a group. They want romance, the proposal. You ever see somebody propose that you don't know? I was out to eat at a fancy restaurant. The guy next to me decides to ruin the night by proposing. And he couldn't get the ring out. This stupid F-150 guy didn't rehearse getting the ring out. It was stuck in his pocket. He's sweating like I am. He's like, duh, I have a question. I'm like, this guy's having a seizure. All the women knew what was going on because of proposal. They can smell it from miles away. It's a proposal. Somebody's dream is coming true. Over here. Over here. Come on in. Get the boxes of tissues. Every guy in the place was like, I don't need this tonight. So now we all turned to watch the big moment. The guy got on his knee, proposed, and she said no. Oh, it's the greatest thing I've ever seen. I've never been happier to be that close to somebody's lowest point in their life. I didn't think it could get any better. And then all of a sudden, the waiter started coming out with a sparkly cake. He had to do a U-turn. He's like, abort the mission.
Saw something nice as I was driving in here. Saw a beautiful girl hitchhiking. That's nice. Nice to see women out there trying to connect again. They should just rename Hitchhiking Kill Me. I mean, who's climbing into a car with a complete stranger? It's like, where are you going? Morgue. Oh, I'm going right past there. Let me go ahead and pop the trunk. There's some duct tape in there. Go ahead and get started. I'll catch up with you after my set at the Libero Theater. You know, the duct tape probably was originally called abduction tape. That was probably the original name for duct tape. But they just weren't hitting the homeowners and plumbers. A lot of serial killers, but they just use a few strips and then the rest evidence locker. Hard to get the stop yet. Saw something the other night I've never seen before. I saw a 24-hour car wash. I've never seen a 24-hour car wash. Then I thought to myself, if you're washing your car at 4 a.m., you just killed a hitchhiker. If I was a cop, that's where I'd work. I'd work at the 24-hour car wash from 4 to 4:30 a.m. and arrest everyone washing their car. What are you doing? Just washing my car. Pop the trunk. Duct tape body, you're under arrest. How'd you know? Scanner. Cop sense. Got lucky.
It's the Power Trip Morning Show, Wednesday, May 30th. We're almost done with May. We're almost to June. That's how calendars work. Hi,
yeah.
Chris Hockey.
Yeah,
hi, Paul Meat Sauce Lambert.
Yo, yo, yo.
Hi.
Corey Cove. This is the Power Trip Morning Show. Thanks for tuning into this absolute train wreck.
Yeah,
it's
man.
Pretty bad.
Well, we you just got started. I mean,
you know what they say, Hockey?
What's that?
What's your airplane quote that you taught Abby? slack 'em, yak 'em, or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Rack 'em up and slack 'em, yak 'em.
I didn't know what he was talking about either. Clearly, he means the quote from Airplane that you taught Abby.
I was like, I thought
I'm like, Chris has some motto about airplanes?
Well,
you know, fly right.
Right. Good luck, pilot. I was like wondering where you were going with that.
Keep drinking till you don't care about the turbulence.
Gotcha.
Just take us to Fargo.
I like Fargo.
I do too, but
it seems nice.
Not when I'm coming back from.
No, you just want to get home.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, meow, meow. Meow.
Big show today.
Oh, man. Enormous show.
Is that actually, is that accurate or are we just lying?
No, I got lots of stuff for you guys today.
Parrish, though, right? Parrish at 7 o'clock.
Parbear should be here.
Rosie at 8.
Robo should be here.
What did you
call
him?
Robo. I like
Robo,
that.
Robo, yeah.
Row the boat with Robo at 8.
Robo. So that's all happening, you know. And jump like that.
And then, big night for me as well.
Yeah. Tonight is the final night of your show.
Yeah.
Now, are you allowed to watch it?
Yes.
Okay.
We're almost caught up.
Okay.
We're one episode back.
Gotcha. So you will be partaking at some point?
Well, yeah. We were supposed to be caught up by tonight.
Right.
Minor delay.
Yeah.
Priorities.
Yeah, for sure.
So hopefully I get to watch it tonight. But The Americans wraps up tonight, one of the greatest television shows that's ever existed. It's top three, I think, for me, but I think it's probably third on my list.
Right.
It's that good. This season has been spectacular. Kerry Russell's an American treasure. Matt Reese is... Is he Welch or something?
He's Welch.
He's a foreign treasure.
Yeah, he is.
Can't wait to see how they wrap it up.
He's like the family jewels. The crown jewels.
Nobody watches it. Like 3 dozen people have ever seen it. All 3 dozen of those people think it's one of the greatest shows of all time, but nobody else seemed to care. And that's fine.
Yeah.
That's just fine. It's like having one of your favorite bands be a band that just played the 7th Street Entry.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean they can't be great. It just means nobody knows about it.
You kind of like the fact that they're your band.
Correct.
You kind of like the fact that they're suffering in obscurity, even though their dreams were to be huge.
TV shows are different, though, because the greatest show of all time is Game of Thrones, and that's an unbelievably successful show. Right? So if The Americans was watched by 15 to 30 million people, if you count DVR and streaming, if you had 15 or 30 million people watching The Americans on a weekly basis, I think I would like it just as much.
Right.
Do you think it's because of the network it's on?
No, because like a lot of people watched Fargo on FX.
It couldn't not be on that network. It wouldn't be as good. Game of Thrones has to be on that
network. You're talking about HBO.
I'm sorry.
Right. Thrones has to be on cable because of the nudity and the profanity.
And you can't have that show without nudity and profanity. But I need to see some.
But that is a great question. If Americans was on HBO, so it had the, what's the word I'm looking for?
Carte blanche?
Well, no. If they did the exact same show on HBO, but just had the prestige of it being an HBO project.
Right.
Would it be, like if it was, instead of Westworld, if you had put The Americans on Sunday nights opposite Thrones, like whenever Thrones is off, Americans is in that spot.
Right.
Then do 10 million people watch it a week? I don't know.
Maybe.
It's more than a million would have.
Yeah.
It would have been a way bigger show if it was in a bigger slot on a bigger network. But, I mean, FX does a great job with a whole bunch of their shows.
I think
it's so weird that it doesn't do well. I love it. Granted, I stopped watching it, but
it's so freaking good.
Yeah.
And this season has been arguably its best, and it's always good when a show ends on a high note. It's been great.
Well,
that's tonight at 9 o'clock.
I was in.
For most of you, you don't care because you've never seen it.
Right.
So why would you watch the finale? Yeah,
right.
If you're about 70 episodes behind.
I was in Las Vegas with Tree, and he told me that you're the sole reason he and his wife watched that show.
Is that
and
they Marlar?
Both love it. They both love it. No, it's
you
Tree.
Can't not love it.
But Tree is Marlar.
No, Tree's just Tree.
Is Tree the Carl?
No, that's Carl.
So, but Tree is Bun, right?
No.
Tree is definitely pineapple.
No.
Is Tree the guy that banged a pineapple?
None of my friends banged a pineapple.
Don't say nobody banged a pineapple. Somebody out there.
One of them banged a grapefruit, though.
Yeah, the pineapple's the wrong fruit.
Oh.
That's too scaly. Oh.
Yeah. That's too why scaly. You needed a facial yesterday, remember? Because I told you your face
People
was scaly.
People love that.
Yeah, yeah. I thought I was going to get fired. I was asleep the whole day yesterday. I had a rough day yesterday. It was a weird day yesterday, right?
I picked up Nick Swartzen from the airport, and he proceeded to just...
Was that a real picture?
Yeah.
Have Sauce show you the video that Swartzen posted. We can't play the audio on the show.
So he texted me yesterday and said, hey, I'm getting in at 1. Make sure Rosen's dead. And I said, where? He said, the airport. I said, well, I'll come get you. He's like, no, I was just going to Uber. I'm like, you don't have to Uber. I'll come get you.
Yeah.
Oh, good for you.
So I picked him up. And he made a vulgar video on Instagram.
Right.
And I dropped him off at his hotel. We went and grabbed lunch. I didn't eat. Then I went home.
Great story.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like it was about as exciting as it was. So is he in town to do shows now?
He's in Duluth tomorrow.
Tomorrow, right.
First Ave Friday.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
St. Palace.
Palace Theater.
Yeah, where our guys in Trampled by Turtles were.
Yeah.
And then he's in Fargo Sunday and Monday.
So plenty of opportunities the next week to see Nick Swartzen somewhere in Minnesota or North
Dakota. It's lowbrow, trashy humor, but...
Yeah, that's why we love
it. Depends on who you ask.
Yeah, I think it's hilarious.
Is he going to come in studio?
I tried to ask... I asked him yesterday, and he said, no, I'm sleeping in. But he's here most of the day tomorrow.
Hey, speaking of getting people in studio... Those two churches shows sold out so fast, I don't have tickets now, which I'm really pissed off about. I'll find a way to get them somehow, even if I have to pay through the roof, because I'm going to one of those two shows. But since they're coming to the Palace Theater in what? Is it October?
Yeah.
That sounds right.
Back-to-back nights. What do we got to do to get those three in here the morning of the second show? They're going to be in town. How often do bands come through
where
they're here
shows.
For more than a day? They're going to be here for 2 days.
I don't know.
We have to contact somebody at the Palace Theater and say, we want to get churches in here. Now, they have nothing to promote. Both shows are sold out. They don't care.
Yeah, but they got records to sell, you know?
Yeah, sure.
Brand new records. So.
And their new record, by the way, how often does this happen to you, Chris? Or Sauce? But specifically Chris, because Chris listens to every album that's ever been put out.
I really do.
The first two Churches albums are two of my favorite albums of all time. I think they're perfect. They're awesome. Right? Synth pop masterpieces. The one that came out on Friday, first time through, I was like, I don't know about this one.
Really?
It just didn't hit me between the eyes. Just didn't. I couldn't feel it. I didn't get it.
Right.
I'm not going to give up after one. Second time through, I'm like, all right, I see where they're going with this. Third time through, this is how great of a band Churches is. The third time through... I can definitively say out of the three albums, this is the worst of the three.
Okay.
And I freaking love it.
Wow.
So I can't even say it's the worst.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just the one I like the least
of
the three. And it's still incredible. It just took me a couple of times through to really get what they were doing. It's awesome.
No kidding.
I like the other two way more, but that's okay.
You know, that's really cool because you wanted to like it so much that you went back three times.
And it finally clicked.
That's, you know what I mean?
Though.
Yeah, because I really have to like a band to give it two shots.
Sure.
But three is almost, if it doesn't hit me by the second shot, I'm not going to listen again. I got too much on the music. It's like we always talk about with TV shows or Netflix or whatever.
Yeah, if it doesn't hit.
Yeah, I'm not going back for a third serving if I didn't like the first two.
Right. You have to really love the band. It's like you don't want to give up on a friend. You're like, all right, I'll give you three chances.
Oh, no, that doesn't happen. You gave one shot, it's over.
Well, you gave Rosie a bunch of chances.
Yeah, I know, but the sex is so good.
And partially, by the way, there are two or three songs that I wasn't a big fan of the first time through, but I kept imagining how badass it would sound live. And because I saw them, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, and it was one of the greatest shows I've ever seen, then I'm like, wow, this song actually probably would pump pretty hard live.
Yeah, that's what she said.
And then I cranked it up a little louder in my car, and I go, this kind of cranks in my car. Who cares? Right. This is close enough.
And there's few simple things in life, like listening to a really good song that you really like in your car, really loud, with no one else in the car who would tell you to turn it down. That's one of the greatest free things on the planet left. I do that all the time.
Yeah, it's the best.
It's the best.
Let me tell you, the only thing that's better than that? is when you and your daughter are jamming to the same song.
Yeah,
and
I
she's
bet.
Just
yeah.
killing it with you. It's the best.
I bet.
Her favorite band in the world, out of nowhere, man. I don't know why. She didn't have a friend that likes this band. Mm-hmm. Her mom and I don't like this band. She found this band. This band found her, however you want to say it. Florence and the Machine.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They
just announced they're coming to Target Center in October. And when I told her last night, it was like telling her that Santa Claus was out back.
Right.
I mean, she could not have
been
happier.
You'd be more excited for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You actually might leave your house for that.
Yeah. Oh, if Santa was
in the backyard and check it out.
Yeah. Great point.
Yeah, that is a great point.
Santa wails.
Santa's pretty whaly.
Yeah, he is sweet. I wish it was winter again. This weather's hideous. It's so hot out.
I don't mind it this year.
I don't mind it either.
I don't know why I don't mind it this year. I am insane. Maybe that's the reason I don't mind it. But yesterday, man, I was outside and I was like, man, yeah, me balls are damp, but
meatballs are damp.
But I don't mind it.
That's the title of the podcast today.
Yeah, has to be.
AJ writes like a paragraph.
He does. I am.
Right? Yeah, we just need me balls are damp.
That's enough.
Yeah, it's enough.
Yeah, we just need a title. We don't need a full paragraph for the description of the podcast.
Stopwatch thinks you need like a long description.
Yeah, I know. That is a stopwatch thing, dude.
He gets
honestly,
mad.
That is not,
yeah.
well, that's it, not AJ's
but
fault.
But it also doesn't make sense because all of the apps, and almost every way that you can download or have access to the podcast, there's not enough space to have the full title.
Yeah.
Like whether if you're Bluetoothing it in your car or if you're just downloading it on your phone, it only reads like a third of the title anyway.
Yeah.
But if the title of the podcast was just "Me Balls Are Damp," that will fit in any downloadable window.
I know, but and
can't we just switch to that? Who cares what Stopwatch says?
Well, I know you're right. I think for some maybe because he's got an office actually two spots down from him, and he has to stay all day. But he has to deal with, and sometimes it's easier with Stopwatch just to say, "All right."
But why can't AJ just go down to... Let me call him by his real name.
Rosie.
Why doesn't Clickbait walk down to Stopwatch's office and just give him some garbage about, you know, coding?
Yeah.
It's too many words on
Microsoft,
the internet.
Microsoft Office this and Google Chrome.
Yeah, Google Chrome.
Just make up some garbage.
I am Google.
You think Stopwatch understands any of that?
The process of the podcast. Stopwatch, you go, okay, Star Wars.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, Clickbait, how's yesterday? That podcast coming?
Did you see him yesterday, by the way, how sad he was about the whole Han Solo thing?
Yeah, he's not really excited.
He saw it three times this weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. He said things that would make Roseanne blush.
Oh, my God.
That show was fun.
Yeah. Yeah, what an idiot.
Yeah.
You start to thinking too much of yourself, man. I'm telling you. I've told you guys this a billion times before. God, the universe, whatever you call it, whatever you want to call it. Anytime I'm ever feeling pretty good about myself, here come the hammer. Well, that happened to old Roseanne and Dana yesterday. Here come the hammer.
Apparently don't do Ambien.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, don't be racist.
Yeah, there's that.
Yeah, that.
That's
that,
the thing. Oh my God, that looks like my daughter. This is weird.
Roseanne?
No, but thank God.
Oh my God, yeah, it does.
That does.
Oh my God, I was like, what's Abigail doing yesterday? Yeah, yeah.
So is that Steph going on right Abigail. Now? When does that happen?
I think it's now.
Yeah, it must be going on right now because this is a picture from today. Seventh grader Eleanor.
Oh, great. Abbott's texting me and not you guys because we're making fun of him. Shocking.
Please. Oh, no, she got a word wrong.
Abbott texted me. If I wanted your opinion on podcasting labeling, I'd ask. Oh. Shocking. Did you guys get a text?
Hey, just text back, me balls were damp.
Can you repeat the word, please?
Yeah,
I just wrote me were damp.
Man, I'm gonna tell you.
I forgot balls.
Yeah.
My sources say you normally do.
Yeah.
Show us balls.
Who the hell are your
sources?
What is
this language of origin, please?
I don't know, man.
I think it's Dutch.
If there were any B in school that you would have been good at, was it spelling, geography, math? Was there a class that was like your thing? You were like, I don't even want to be good at this. I just am. Because there was nothing for me. And that's not me being
me either.
Self-deprecating. I didn't have a strong suit.
I did win. I won my spelling bee for my school when I was in second grade.
Oh.
I told this story on the air. This was my stage fright moment.
I don't remember it.
I can make it into a 30-second story. So I win my school's second grade spelling bee. And then I go on to like the regional bid, right?
Okay.
Huge crowd. I'm 7 years old. My parents are in the crowd. I get up, and I believe, if I remember right, I think it was my first word. I think I got knocked out first round of like the regional or whatever.
Oh, man.
And the word was kitten, which I 100% could spell when I was 7 years old. But stage fright absolutely like overwhelmed me. And I said kitten, because you have to say the word. K-I, and my brain was thinking ahead of my mouth, so I said K-I-N-N-E-N. Like, because I was thinking of, like, how the word ends. So, I knew it wasn't kinnin.
Everybody. So
right. And then the guy was staring at me because you have to say the word to close your, like, entry as well, right? Yeah. You have to go K-I-T-T-E-N, kitten. So the guy was staring at me like, you haven't said kitten yet. I'm like, oh, sorry, kitten. And then it was, you know, I got the bell and I was done. I'm like, what? And because I had so much stage fright, when they said it's kitten is K-I-T-T-E-N, I'm walking back to my, you know, chair at 7 years old going, you dumb son of a bitch, that's exactly how I spelt it. Like, I had to ask my parents, I'm like, why did I get eliminated? They're like, you said ends instead of T's. I'm like, I did? Like, I had no idea that I had used ends.
Rose.
Because I just was overwhelmed with fear.
God, were they embarrassed. Man.
Yeah,
I mean, honestly, your dad took the day off work. Since.
You're oh, yeah. Back in the garage.
Right. And at the time, he worked at 3M, which, of course, I spelled 3M.
That's a good one.
Front Page Sports is next.
Well, good morning, everybody. If we've learned anything from yesterday, be careful what you tweet. And I'm not just talking about Roseanne. Earlier this year, the Cleveland Browns acquired free safety Demarius Randall in a trade with the Green Bay Packers. Apparently, he's a huge Golden State Warriors fan, and he's been posting pro-Warriors tweets, which isn't exactly making the Cavalier fans happy. He tried to make up for it, so he tweeted, quote, if the Cleveland Cavaliers win the NBA Finals, I'll buy everyone who retweets this a jersey. Now, he's got more than 600,000 retweets. The average NBA jersey costs about $150. So if he were to actually do that, it'd be roughly, at this point, $90 million.
That's a lot.
Now, he's got a new four-year contract with the Browns worth $7.9 million, which is a good lot of money, but not enough.
There's so many things here. Number one, he's never paying up on this, period.
No.
Even if the Cavs win, he's never giving out that many jerseys. It's just not happening. And he's not going to have to worry about it because Golden State's going to win. But even if the Cleveland Cavaliers find a way to shock the world as giant underdogs in Las Vegas to beat the Golden State Warriors... I'll have to he'll come to the podium and go, guys, it's Twitter. I was just kidding.
Yeah.
And so what if, like, for 24 hours people rip him? Who cares? Who's going to rip him?
Yeah, right.
Who's going to legitimately rip him? Who legitimately is dumb enough to think he's going to give out 600,000 plus jerseys?
Well, come on. You know.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, there's idiots out there. Yeah. There's definitely somebody. I'm getting one. Good luck. Which also means I wonder if somebody is dumb enough to try to sue him to get it.
Well, somebody's suing McDonald's because of cheese. So, yes.
Fair.
Yes.
Yeah. Somebody will sue him.
Yes.
For the exact cost of a jersey, right?
Right.
Sue him for $150. Willing to pay legal fees on principle just to get a $150 jersey.
Right. We have a... we have to do sports and stuff. But, real quick, I just want to say, Imagine Core, like, and I don't know, let's say, in a weird twist of just things, Maynard is best friends with, man, if my memory worked, this would be awesome. What's the guitar player for Rage Against the Machine?
Tom Morello.
If Maynard and Tom Morello were best friends, we didn't know about it.
Mm-hmm.
And out of nowhere, they just did a record together. Without anybody knowing, they just did a record together, and it sounded like everything you love about Rage Against the Machine and everything you love about Tool just combined. And you're like, holy moly, this is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
All right, stay with me. Stephen King my favorite author, released a new book. It's great. I'm completely enthralled. I'm only like an hour into the audiobook, and I'm amazed by this guy's writing skills. My favorite reader of audiobooks, Will Patton, who, by the way, is the white coach in
Remember the Titans.
Remember the Titans.
Yep.
That guy. He's the best of all audiobook readers, period.
Really?
Across the board, number
one.
What
makes him so good?
He's just great. I can't even explain it. He's just great. And he reads all my favorite books by an author by the name of James Lee Burke. Well, for some reason, the new Stephen King book, The Outsiders, is being read by Will Patton. So it's my two favorite bands coming together. If you like audiobooks, AJ,
hey.
The Outsider, Stephen King, I'm only an hour into it. I'm already obsessed with it. It's fantastic. Listen to it on audiobook. Especially because Will Patton's reading it. It's the best. All right.
So that would be like if 311 bought a Raising Cane's franchise.
There you go. That's even better.
And they had one location, probably either in Omaha, Nebraska or Los Angeles, California.
Right.
And they would serve you your chicken.
Right.
But only one of the five guys, the other four are probably working on music, but one of them was guaranteed to be there 24 hours a day and be like, I got to go down there. It's my two favorite things.
And that's where they practiced. Like,
right. So like in
that's
the,
where they
right.
worked on
So
stuff.
In the kitchen.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Once in a while, they're cranking new tunes.
Yeah, sure.
Or demos.
Yeah, yeah. They're just hanging out and that's where they practice and you just happen to be in there. And your favorite menu item is a 311. I'll have the 311.
Which would be three pieces of toast and 11 chicken fingers.
I would eat that.
And that sounds perfect for you.
Right.
Right.
And I'd walk up and I'd go, I want the 311 Caniac combo, please.
Yeah, right.
Lemonade and a couple of albums on vinyl.
Right.
Thanks.
And, and a kiss.
I don't have a record player. I just want them.
Right. Hey, do me a favor, by the way. From now on, whenever they ask you if you want sauce, get it and bring it home and then give it to me.
Yeah.
I like that sauce a lot.
Right.
And I'm
not much of a sauce guy, but everybody swears by the Cane sauce. So,
I would
I'll
eat it
give
on
it to
anything.
You.
So you just make a, like, give me that for Christmas.
That's why Sauce likes going to Cane's with me, because he always gets my Cane sauce.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's the best part.
That's why I like going to Sex World with Sauce, too.
Yep. Yeah, because technically you get, like...
Whoa, okay, we got what I
Your
was
sauce?
Saying.
No. I was buying something nice.
Thank you.
He's like Norman Cheers, though, when he walks in. Hawk!
Hi, I'm Norman Cheers.
That's pretty cool, though. Good for you.
Yeah. No, I like it. It's sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. And how many inches you're packing.
I was talking more about the Stephen King combo.
And how many inches? Yeah,
more than being widely known in Sex World.
Yep. Yeah. The only person that hates me there is the janitor.
Well, yeah.
I thought Lawyer Lambert really liked you.
He's a janitor there?
Not professionally.
Yeah.
He's an amateur.
Well, he's kind of a one-trick janitor because he only mops.
Yeah, he only follows around Hawkey and Rosie.
Yeah. He just
that's a full-time job.
Aren't you going to throw those towels away, sir? I'll be taking these home.
Yeah, what I do is my business.
Anywho,
that got gross. Thanks a lot, Ed.
Yep, got weird.
I can hardly believe it. When I heard the news today.
Game two of the Stanley Cup Finals is tonight. The Washington Capitals in Las Vegas to take on the Golden Knights at 7 o'clock. The Knights are up 1-0 after they won game one, 6-4 over the Washington Capitals. Vegas -155 tonight for game two.
Unbelievable. I can't wait. I'm super excited for that.
Did you bet on a champion while you were in Las Vegas? Did you take the Golden Knights?
I did not.
Why not?
I don't know. Future bet. I need to get paid instantly.
What? You go back every 2 weeks now. You're the new John Creasel.
I am.
Why can't you just hold the ticket until you go back in about 6 days?
Because I lose things. I forget things. I'm not smart.
Did you figure out your license situation from yesterday?
Yeah, I have to go get a new one because I called yesterday and no one has turned it in. So somebody's pretending to be me.
Ooh, this will be fun.
Yeah. I can't wait. What if they realized their old life was better?
There's zero chance this life they've now become of me is better.
Say that again.
No. It didn't make any sense coming out.
It was close. The Royals won 2-1 over the Twins in 14 innings. Escobar is a real person. El Sadies, apparently. Escobar hit a walk-off home run in the 14th off of Taylor Rogers.
Who?
Escobar had not hit a home run in his last 140 at-bats, but of course he did it against the Twins. That is their 8th walk-off loss already of the season, 4 in extra innings. Up next, Fernando Romero versus Brad Keller. Twins have lost 5 of 6. They're 22-28 overall, 4.5 games behind Cleveland.
Man, they're falling apart. It'll be a long summer for that squad.
Could be.
Core?
Yes, Chris.
Hit your breaking news sounder.
Uh-oh. What is it?
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
Sight unseen. I'm just scrolling through the USAtoday.com. Posted at 5:52 a.m. 17 minutes ago by my clock. The headline... This fast food chain serves one specialty. America's Chicken Finger Chain. Larry Olmsted, special to the USA Today.
Mm-hmm. Go
the
on.
Scene. Raising Cane's is doing for chicken tenders what another southern-born chain, Chick-fil-A, did for chicken sandwiches. Making tastier fast food versions to popularize all over the country. The concept was born in Louisiana when Todd Graves had the idea. Is that like your...
That's my Jesus.
Jesus?
No, but that would be my, like, my muse. So that's my Great Uma point. Thurman.
This guy is you, only he has gusto and chutzpah. Yeah.
And what?
And financial backing.
Touche.
Right, because...
What's his name?
Look.
Todd.
I'd love to be Todd Graves. By the way, I assume that's another cool Todd.
There are only a couple.
When they say don't be a Todd, they're definitely not talking about a guy who owns Raising Cane's.
Right.
I would love to be Todd Graves. I would also like to have the foresight and the capital to start a company like Raising Cane's.
You can't go back in time and tell the doctor, don't do that. You should have talked to your parents.
People are using that stuff for skin enhancement now, I've been told.
Sure. Well, looky here.
Baby soft.
Yeah, they are.
Looks like you took a lot of proactive.
Thank you.
And baby foreskin. How is that a thing? And who tried that first?
I don't.
Some weirdo.
Somebody tried it.
I'm sure it's not true, but it had to be a pervert.
Well, of course. Yeah, it right? had to. Yeah.
Or at least a perverted doctor. No.
I'm sure there's some sort of stem cell, yeah, something
cells.
Or other.
It's definitely about the cells. But still, somebody had to be like, hey, look, this is going to sound crazy.
Yeah. Hold on, though, before you judge. Let me finish what I have to
Larry!
Say.
And then when that guy left the room, else in the room, all the other doctors in the room said, Larry's a goddamn pervert. But he might be a genius.
Now, let's not debate. He's definitely a pervert, but this might be a good idea.
And somebody said, who's going to harvest this?
Right.
How are we going to round all these up?
And
anyway. Insane.
The concept was born in Louisiana when Todd Graves had the idea to open a chicken finger focused restaurant, Corey.
Yeah.
And
recruited
his friend and business partner, Craig Sylvie, to help. They submitted a business plan as part of a course at LSU. Mm-hmm. Did you know that?
College campuses. That's where they crush in the South.
And according to the company's online history, the plan got the worst grade in the class. And, quote, the professor said a chicken finger restaurant would never work. And the bank said the same. Nonetheless.
Have those idiots not had chicken fingers? They're the best.
I don't know.
What's wrong with these people?
Nonetheless, Graves believed in his concept, followed his convictions, and saved enough money after stints working as a boilermaker in a Louisiana refinery and then as a salmon fisherman in Alaska to open his first restaurant in a former bakery in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Guy's a genius.
Where? Baton Rouge what?
Louisiana.
That's how Tommy Wiseau saying it.
Yeah. When tearing out walls, he found an old mural of the bakery logo concealed behind brick and decided to adopt the style and lettering. Every location now boasts a signature wall mural of the Raising Cane's logo emerging from behind the middle of a broken brick wall.
Sure.
Do you know that?
Sure.
Yeah.
They all have those.
I see that now. Well, look at
that. I didn't know the background story, but I knew of the logo, yeah.
Look at that.
The one in Maple Grove is taking shape.
It's almost there, baby.
I know.
We're almost there.
I know.
Spent a lot of time over there yesterday.
That's going to officially be my home base because that's the closest one to my house.
You want
to
live in my basement?
Crush that one.
I will.
How far is it going to be? About, what, 3 minutes away?
It's walking distance.
Okay, then yes.
It's not walking distance. It's,
well, it's a long walk. You definitely could walk there.
I'm not walking.
It's a walking distance.
I'd cap.
For chicken fingers is damn well walking distance. If you got to eat as many as I'm going to eat, you're going to have to walk home.
Yeah. Roll home.
Yeah. You're going to be like Randy Marsh.
Buffalo. Jesus.
Anyway, so there you go. That's the big story today about the...
They're getting some love, huh?
Yeah. That's cool. It's a huge story. Holy moly. See, its rating is yum, based on a scale of blah, okay, yum, and OMG.
Solid. I'd go higher than that, but whatever.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Good for
Super
you.
Super good.
You've been talking about this place forever, man. You were the first person I ever heard of, ever anybody talk
yeah,
about
the first
it.
Time
I was a fan 10 years before I did commercials for him.
Yeah,
I was giving him free advertising for 10 years, basically.
Man. Yeah.
Saying, this is the spot. This is the best.
Yeah,
love
it. Wails.
Yeah, man.
It does wail.
All right. There you go. Stop the show.
All right. Mark Parrish, 45 minutes from now. Rosen... As Nick Swartzen called him, what did you call him yesterday on Snapchat?
Oh, I'll show you.
Oh, my God.
The air.
Can't say that on the air. He'll be here at 8. This is the Power Trip Morning Show, and we're back after this on The Fan.
Man, yesterday was an odd day. And I'm going to guess... Most of you out there going, yeah, I had an odd day, too. Because it seems like everybody I know had a rotten day. Some worse than others. AJ's got a problem.
Again?
Yeah. You lived, right?
I did live.
Good, I'm glad.
Yeah.
You gonna make it? You all right, do you think?
Yeah, so, Core, I went into the doctor yesterday to get some stuff checked out because I had some uncomfortability in my midsection, backside region.
You're welcome.
And in the process of doing so, I had to get a CAT scan because I had some elevated white blood cell counts that kind of raised some possible concerns. And when they put in the IV, the needle, I don't think was inserted properly and ruptured my vein.
Oh!
So when... They inserted this, it was like an organic saline solution or something like that, that is like contrast fluid. So when they do the CAT scan, they can see what they want to see, and it makes everything else stand out. All the fluid, instead of running through my veins, was pooled up in my arm. So my arm from about mid-forearm...
Popeye.
...looked like Popeye.
Great
like,
story.
Legitimately like Popeye.
Sweet.
Where you just get
Tell
this...
Tell them to leave it in there.
...this muscle that just... pops out of nowhere. It looked pretty funny. I got some pictures of it. But it's still like super firm because of the pressure that's still in there. I guess it'll just dissipate eventually. But they couldn't get a good look at the CAT scan because of it. They were able to rule out some stuff, but it was a whole day process and didn't really alleviate anything for me.
So you're headed back at some point?
I have to go see a specialist at some point the next week. Just to rule out some of the serious stuff, which I don't think it is, but they just want to be sure because they couldn't get a good look with the CAT scan.
Oh, my God.
Ugh. Goodness sakes.
Well, since we're talking about medicine.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
Yeah.
Doctors were a little baffled by this one.
Okay.
Just a little bit.
Well, are there similarities to what AJ was just describing?
A little bit.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm interested.
There's a report right now in the British Medical Journal about a 26-year-old guy in New Delhi, India, who recently went to the hospital as well. Because he had a 6-inch handheld shower head stuck you know where. And of course...
Up his nostril?
Nope.
It is...
You know where.
In his filthy place?
Yes, in his filthy place.
Oh.
He's a hoarder.
God.
It's the gal from Evil Genius.
New definition of hammerhead.
He definitely did what almost all of us would do in this spot, and I don't mean the filthy place spot, I mean in this situation. He told doctors it wound up there, quote, when he accidentally slipped.
How did this get in here? Somebody's playing a prank on me. Honestly, it's not mine.
Yeah, most of us would have done that. I would have just called hockey.
Yeah, I'd have been right over with a pair of plumber's pliers. Yeah,
and the Tool Time theme playing.
We'd have gotten her out.
I wonder if, wouldn't it just help if you walked in and said, look, let's not waste any time lying.
Yeah.
It's not going to help the situation if I just kind of hem and haw. I put this up there. I can't get it out.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't ask me why I put it up there. We all know.
Yeah. I got to be on the air at 9 a.m. on the fan. Yeah. So can we please hurry?
Yeah. My best friend Paul Allen does a show.
Yeah.
I have to get back to cover the Vikings for Vikings.com.
Yeah.
Please get this out of there.
I have to get my draft grades for 2019.
Spoiler alert, A.
Right. Well, you know what? Now we've read a million stories about a guy who says he accidentally slipped and landed on something.
How did this get in here?
In a million stories, you know there had to be at least one.
Of course.
That's exactly what
100%.
Happened.
Of course, yeah.
But that poor bastard.
Oh, right, man. Because nobody's ever going to believe him.
AJ, we're never going to believe you.
Yeah.
All right?
Forget doctors. Think about that guy's family.
I know.
Top of your lungs going, no, I'm the one. I'm telling you.
Trust me.
This does nothing for me. This is the worst day of my life. I didn't want this. I legitimately slipped.
I know. I'm sure you did.
Right.
We're not judging you, Mark.
Right, and then the rest of that person's life, it's...
Yeah.
And he lied about shoving it up there.
Yeah.
Spent 6 days in the hospital. Never gave up the story.
Right. Yeah.
Look at him.
Just imagine what they say behind his back.
No, yeah.
It's the worst.
Shocking. It just happened right before the state fair, so he couldn't go.
By the way, that I actually think that's one thing Rosen would be willing to do to skip the state fair.
Yeah,
I'd be willing to do it, too.
Yeah.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah, challenge accepted.
Hey,
the judge challenge.
There, buddy.
The Power Trip Morning Show is doing a one-off this year, right? August 31st. It's a Friday night. That is the Power Trip Special Edition State Fair Show.
Right.
You can book it already. August 31st. You would be willing. 6-inch shower head.
Yeah.
To not do that show.
That's just a warm-up for me. I ain't scared. Hey, speaking of 6 inches.
Dirty pop.
When are we doing the pirate ship thing?
Oh, yeah.
We have to do that. Like, today's the last day of May, isn't it? Today is, isn't it?
For some reason,
30 days of April, May. Yeah, uh-huh.
For some reason, in the back of my mind, we had it, like, the week of July 20th.
We did?
Because I had to seek permission because that's my wedding anniversary.
Oh, that's right.
I believe permission to get my ear pierced.
Remember, I think it's the week we're there for X Games.
That's right.
Yeah,
thank you.
Because we're going to be down at U.S. Bank Stadium anyway, so that was the day that you guys could go over there to the ship and be available for your 1 hour of required potential photo opportunities. And again, the beauty of that to me is if no one shows, if nobody cares to show up and get pictures with you with them in Pirates gear... You two, because Sauce is out now, right? He's paying us to get out.
That's what he says.
$300 apiece for you two, $1,000 for me. So $1,600 to not get his ear pierced. He also does not have to go stand at the pirate ship now. But you two, theoretically, even if it's super hot, have to stand by that pirate ship for an hour, looking like idiots, whether people show up or not.
Yep.
It's almost better for you if they do. It gives you something to do.
Oh, yeah, some people to talk to.
Otherwise, it's just... couple of random idiots dressed as pirates. Yeah, so middle of July.
And what date is that? That's the
20th, I think, right?
13th, I think, right?
Oh, right.
Now.
Yeah, we'll figure that out.
Aren't we in Marshall the 13th and then the X Games on the 20th, or is it reversed?
No, I think you're right.
I think you're right. Yeah, I think you're right.
Marshall's the 13th.
Now I'm forgetting which is which.
Marshall!
Anyway. Yeah.
Your cousin Marshall?
Yeah, by the way, we also did not... We didn't. No, Sauce did not negotiate well because he offered you $300, and he offered me a grand. Never tried to talk us down, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, not a great job negotiating by Sauce because $1,600 is a lot of money to not get your ear pierced. Also, not a great job negotiating by us either. Financially, we did fine, but we let him out of the whole bit.
Yeah, we should have made him stand.
We should have said, if you don't want your ear pierced, fine. We'll take the money, but you still got to do the rest of it.
I thought that's what it was until you kind of came in for the $1,000 and took it for a swoop.
We just basically took his first offer of saying, when he said, am I out for the whole thing? I'm like, yeah, for $1,000, I don't care. Go for it. I don't care what you do. So he got out of all of it. That sucks.
I couldn't have talked you down price-wise, so I thought I'd throw that in there and you
Or could you have?
No, I couldn't have.
Or could you have?
Well, who cares? Do you want more?
It's like $1 an hour.
I would love more.
Yeah, I'll take it.
I'd like all the money in the world. I'd give a lot of it back, but I would like to start with all of it.
Well, maybe one day it'll happen.
I think it will.
Oh, good. Will you buy me some chicken fingers? I'm starving now.
That's yeah, all I'm buying too. You. But again, yeah. It won't be at my... The day that I win a significant poker tournament, laugh all you want. Again, that'll I'm throwing the biggest happen. Party ever for the people who believed in me.
How many people are going to be there?
Right now, it's just my 4-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
Your wife, the rest of my family has given up. Yeah. All of my poker friends know it's never happening. So right now, it's just basically I'm going to take Harper to get ice cream, probably.
You are going to be the old man playing Keno. Only it's going to be poker,
right.
And you're going to be alone at a poker table in Vegas, and you're going to go, I won! I won! I won! I won!
And then you'll die.
And then you'll die.
A couple of weeks ago when I made day two of a poker tournament, the day I left for day two, my 4-year-old says, Daddy, I believe in you.
Aww.
And my other daughter and my wife both laughed. Then, when I got knocked out 30 minutes into day two and I got home, and I had to explain to Harper that I did not win... The other two basically said, see, I told you. Which they're basically telling you, yeah, there's no point in believing in Dad. He's going to disappoint you constantly.
Hell yeah.
So they great have her brainwashed. Point. They're like, no, get used to it. He's never going to win. See, innocence. Innocence is a beautiful thing. Because she
is.
Actually thinks I have a chance.
How great is this song?
It's great.
Maybe before I go to play the World Series, I should do the same thing that Demarius Randle just did with the Cavs and Warriors. I should be like, hey, anybody that retweets this, if I go significantly deep in this tournament, you're all invited to my party and I'll buy X, fill in the blank. And then even if I do, I'm not going to pay up. Just like Demarius Randle, he's not going to pay up either.
He couldn't. It's $90 million.
Yeah, so I'll do the same thing. I'll be like, hey, a caniac on me.
You're not going to win.
Of course I won't. But even if I do, I just won't pay up. What are they going to do? Get mad?
Yeah. What did your buddy yesterday say with the Rockets missing all those shots? They had a better chance of doing that than you do of winning a poker tournament?
Yeah, and that's my poker coach.
Yeah.
And even he says...
Yeah,
that the Rockets missing 27 consecutive threes was more likely than me taking down a title. That's the guy who's supposed to be guiding me to greatness.
Harper believes in you.
Yeah,
that's
for
all
now.
That matters.
Yeah, that's waning. All right, we'll do What Really Matters next. Scores and stats around the world of sports. And in between, Chris will change your life. Right after this on The Fan.
iHeartRadio Music You Should Know, featuring Mumford & Sons, Believe. You may
call. Hey, you can listen to LaValle Neal on Mondays when he talks baseball with PA. And the Hot Stick of the Week brought to you by Clement Snack Sticks. Register now for your chance to win your supply of Clement Snack Sticks from your local Cub Foods. KFAN.com, keyword contest.
Well done. Good morning there, Bubba. Power Trip Morning Show. 6:39. Paris will be here. Rosie will be here. Mark in the morning on Wednesday.
Oh, that'll be good.
Oh, yeah.
Well, your attitude towards it is bad, Corey.
That's true.
Why did you assume that was sarcasm?
Because I know you.
You were correct.
Mm-hmm. I'm interested in reading this article. It's too long because it's a New York Times article. But the headline is, your recycling gets recycled, right? Maybe, maybe not. I always wondered about that. I'm always positive this blue bin out here is just a trash can.
Really?
I'm not 100% sure, but I'm almost positive.
I did this morning. How often do you guys do this?
About twice a day.
Nope, yeah. I didn't make a hand gesture. My sentence wasn't over.
I just assumed that's what you were talking about.
No, I used dramatic pause by saying, but what I really... wanted to talk about is this, and then I say what I was going to say.
Oh, I
bet that goes well,
right? I like doing that.
Yeah,
every other sentence
that works.
Nope, it doesn't. So anyway, Memorial Day was Monday. Remember that?
Yeah, I sure do.
My garbage day is Wednesday.
Yeah, mine too.
I get up earlier than everybody else in my neighborhood for obvious reasons. I do a morning show, the one that you're currently listening to.
You do?
So. This morning, I'm rolling out the garbage cans, and
nobody else has it out. So I think for, wait, Memorial Day. It's got to be a day delayed, right? So maybe my garbage day's got to be tomorrow. But then the whole time I'm pulling the garbage can back to the garage, it's, what if I'm wrong?
Yeah.
I don't want to
yeah.
deal with this for another week.
Yeah.
So it's do I just leave it out there and I'm the lone idiot that isn't following directions? But if I'm right, then they pick it up. What's the... So I garbage can gambled this morning.
What'd you do?
Yeah, what'd you end up doing?
Brought into the garage.
Yep, that's the right move.
Why?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to be the one douche that's like... Then everybody drives by my house goes, Corey doesn't read the schedule.
He doesn't understand.
Does he not understand?
Double check.
Right.
Yeah, you can always call after the fact, too. I've had to do that.
Have you?
Once or twice, yeah. Because either I have forgotten or I've fallen into the schedule meat grinder where I just can't remember. Because I feel like there has been a holiday where they weren't backed up a day. Like they double timed it somehow.
Who knows?
I don't know.
It's always a good idea.
Yeah, just leave it out and you get back early enough. It's not like you're going to be gone till 9 at night.
Sometimes you can get in trouble for that, though, depending on where you live.
That's right.
Yeah, neighbors that complain.
Yeah.
If there's an association or something. Get that garbage can out of there.
Oh, my God.
Who cares?
Yeah, get a life.
Must be nice living in a gated community.
Here's what really what? Matters.
Gated. G-A-T-E-D.
Oh. Is that...
No, my wife picked where we lived.
Oh. Yeah.
I read scores and stats around the world of sports. In between, Chris Hockey changes her life with something else.
I thought I liked your neighborhood. But
so, what's your favorite hockey team in the world?
Probably the Golden Knights.
That is the correct answer. They are playing tonight in Vegas, hosting the Capitals. Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Finals. They lead 1-0. -155 in Vegas is Vegas.
Really?
Favored yet again. After a 6-4 win in Game 1. What really matters is this.
Cockroaches have individual personalities, although their personalities tend to fall into two categories, shy or bold, or in the parlance, shy or cocky.
Oh.
It's a cocky cockroach right there.
Yeah.
Look at him. Trail in the sand.
Yeah.
We don't live in New York. So we don't have a lot of cockroach experience, right?
Right.
The venue will go unnamed, but at a hotel in the last couple of years, I had a cockroach fly out of a towel. Oh. Scared me half to death.
Yeah.
You don't expect that in a hotel?
No.
I'm getting out of the shower. I'm just stark-ass naked. Tony stark-ass naked.
Go on.
Grab the towel off the rack, and this thing comes flying
at me. So you're an Iron Man?
For sure. Okay. It was... terrifying.
Yeah,
that is terrifying.
I don't like when things jump out at me in general.
It's the worst.
Yeah,
it's that carnal thing.
You don't like to be scared when you're naked?
No. Mm. Well, not by animals. Now, if you're a human dressed as an animal, like a furry,
yeah,
just don't jump out of a closet. Just knock on the door and politely say, like, "Hey, I'm Teddy Ruxpin. I'm here."
Yeah.
As you guys well know,
I'm here 2:00.
My dream has always been to scare people while I'm naked.
Right. Yeah.
Has it happened yet?
No.
He hasn't found a genie yet.
Unless I find the Oompa Loompa Island.
Yeah.
I don't think
I know someone you could ask about that.
I don't think I'm Willy Wonka?
Not exactly. It was an island, right?
Yeah.
Was it? Like Vermicious Canids or how did they pronounce Knips. That? They kept Knips. Eating the Oompa Loompas?
They got schnozberries and stuff?
I don't know where schnozberries came from, but they taste like schnozberries. My turn?
Yeah.
The Seahawks are going to sign wide receiver Brandon Marshall to a 1-year deal.
God, he's been playing forever.
Has he?
Has he got anything left in the tank or not? I don't really follow Brandon Marshall.
I had him in fantasy, so I did. I think he got hurt pretty early on, but he was contributing nothing.
Nothing. All right. What really matters is this.
According to a new survey, about 20% of people say they're afraid to take lunch breaks because they're worried their boss will think they're lazy.
And
there's a pretty good chance that they're right. A survey found that 22% of bosses do think people who take lunch breaks are lazy.
Really?
Yeah.
Aren't you technically allowed one?
I think legally you're allowed
one. You have to have one. I don't want to go eat lunch. I don't have to.
X amount of hours, you get a 15-minute break, and X amount of hours, you get a half hour. Maybe that's only if you're hourly. I don't know.
He just walked out of the building. Does Paul think he's legally allowed to take a lunch break right now in the middle of the show? I don't think that's how this works.
Lunch break, not breakfast break.
And also, in an 8-hour shift, I would assume you would have to do a lunch break after your 3.5-hour radio show.
I would guess.
Sauce does like eating breakfast at 9.
Yeah, are we expecting someone who...
I don't know. He's at the printer, so he printed something out, and he must have found a story worth talking about. But he just left in the middle of the segment.
Oh, the segment's over in like 3 minutes.
How could we...
The printer's so far away, though.
How could we prank him here in the next 15 seconds?
Start yelling about how I cussed. And I said the F word.
Yeah, we could. Where's he going?
How slow is that printer? Here he comes. He threw one page away, laid the other one upside down in front of Chris.
It feels like I'm about to reveal something. You know, this
he
is
found
probably
something
a,
for you.
It's probably a joke, right? Because it's
face
it's
that
down.
Good. It was that good? It was worth stopping the show for?
Well, you didn't have to stop on my behalf. I just got up because...
We were concerned. We thought you were taking a lunch break.
Right. No.
What'd you find?
Well, I can flip this over now. This could change my life. This could be just a random joke or a funny story.
It's a great story.
It could be
story.
A picture of my wife, you know, getting it on with Larry Bird. You know what I mean? Like, he what? Found something.
No, it's...
Like,
we've all seen that.
It's a perfect story for this show.
What if it's a picture of my wife getting it on with Big Bird?
Can we do a Twitter poll? Which one we would be more likely to watch?
Oh, Larry.
Kim with
for
Larry
sure.
or Kim with Big?
From Robin Big?
Here we go.
Can I ask you a follow-up question before we actually read that story?
Sure.
Would it be... still a human being wearing the Big Bird costume, like or would it be Big Bird essentially come to life? Like, if that entity actually existed, what's the question here?
Either way, I'm gonna have a bit of an issue, you know.
Yeah,
but I'd understand if
who's
it was a giant real
who's
bird.
Who's the musician that always hit on your wife?
Bruce Hornsby.
Yeah, great point.
He had a great range.
I'd rather see Big Bird.
Yeah,
I'd rather watch that.
Yeah.
Just morbid curiosity.
Just flip it over.
And I'd be like...
That's what Big Bird would
really?
Say.
Yeah, he would.
A Big
Hell
Bird?
Yeah. Flip that story over
right.
and just read it. Read the... read,
yeah,
read
that's
the,
what I'm going to do. I'm going to...
Just
I'm gonna
read
trust
it verbatim.
My career to you. Police man caught masturbating tells officers he's Captain Kirk.
Policeman who was caught?
Police say a man caught masturbating at a Clearwater bus stop told them he was Captain Kirk. Clearwater police were called to a bus stop on Gulf to Bay Boulevard around 11:20 a.m. on Monday, early in the morning, for a report of lewd and lascivious acts. Responding officers say they found a man sitting on a bench, touching himself under his shorts. In an arrest report, police noted it was obvious he was masturbating. When officers asked what he was doing, the man said, "I'm scratching myself." After the man was arrested for disorderly conduct, police asked him to identify himself. The arrest report states the man told police his name was James Tiberius Kirk. The full name of the fictional character of Captain Kirk on Star Trek. Police say they later discovered the man's real name was James Bundrick. I'd go with James Tiberius Kirk as well.
Yeah, I would.
Isn't it weird how something horrific as a man publicly masturbating can turn kind of cute when he says, "My name's James T. Kirk."
Yeah.
You want to give the guy a little credit and be like, "That guy's got a good sense of humor about him being a total nightmare."
Yeah.
Like, the guy's awful. Let's put him down. But or let's beam him up, I guess.
Yeah. He was trying to.
What's his real last name? Bundrick?
Bundrick.
Hey, since we're speaking of masturbating and nicknames, can I tell you this Deadspin story about the Mavericks quickly? Because it's one of the greatest nicknames of all time. Did you read this yesterday, Sauce?
Which story?
The Mavericks story on Deadspin.
Is that about Maverick? The harassment bit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's a story from yesterday on Deadspin. Ready? And I read. The Dallas Mavericks have been conducting an internal investigation since Sports Illustrated reported in February on the club's history of sexual harassment. And this week, the Dallas Morning News has some new details on the behavior of former senior account executive Chris Hyde. So that's what we're talking about here, just an account exec that works for the Mavs.
Okay.
So this isn't Mark Cuban. This isn't somebody 99.99999% of us have ever heard. But this is just somebody that works in an organization that's being investigated for sexual harassment.
Just a guy who like spends a lot of time in the bathroom.
And I read, per the news, Chris Hyde has worked for the Mavs for 15 years, and his pattern of interesting behavior shortly started afterwards. He reportedly began showing his coworkers porn on his computer, as well as, quote, pictures on his phone that he had taken of women in lingerie, topless or naked. Because he also tended to, quote, rub himself below the belt line, he picked up the nickname Pants DJ.
That's a terrible name. Wooka,
wooka. Wooka, oh my God. Wooka, wooka.
That's brilliant.
Again, much like the James T. Kirk thing, here's a horrible human being, right?
Look at this naked chick.
He's walking around touching himself at work, showing coworkers porn constantly, and you tag Pants DJ on the nickname, and I read the story and kind of laughed. How wrong am I?
Yeah, but it, yeah.
If his nickname wasn't Pants DJ, if everybody was like, we want this guy dead, I'd say, yeah, you're right. But they call him Pants DJ, and I giggled to myself, and I read it.
Did you see his other nickname?
No, I did not.
Vox in the Box.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Did you see his other nickname?
Can't wait to hear it.
Hog Slammer.
That's terrible. I mean, what?
I don't even get that.
Hog Slammer?
I thought we were just naming nicknames.
No, not really. Oh. You're bad at this.
It's okay.
Yeah, you try, though.
You did try.
Yeah, I said something.
You did.
Yeah, I don't know if it was right, but I said something.
I once worked with a dude.
Oh, no.
Who loved to show me pictures of his wife naked. Just loved it.
Weird.
Yeah, I thought it was weird, too.
Is he still here?
Yeah, he's on in about 2 hours.
No. He's in Virginia. Weird. He loved it. Hey, look at how.
AJ, your hands up.
Yeah, Corey, after the break, and then once again, so two times in the rest of the show, I have Rodney Carrington tickets to give away. Nothing off limits for this no-holds-barred comedian, part-time stand-up, Rodney Carrington.
Where's he at?
Event Center.
T.I.
T.I. Is that Treasure right? Island Event Center, yes.
We're bringing everybody in, man. That's awesome.
Treasure Island Event Center, yes, sir. After the break, and then we'll do it again later.
Right on. That's next. Power to your morning show. And we expect Mark Parrish right after this as well.
We teased it before the break. Now's the time to call in to win a pair of tickets to see Rodney Carrington Friday, September 21st. 8 p.m. Nothing's off limits for this no-holds-barred comedian. Part-time stand-up, part-time original song, and 100% hilarious. Don't miss Carrington Live and Uncensored, Island Event Center, Friday, September 21st. Must be 16 years of age or older to attend.
Come on, everybody! Mark Parrish is in there, standing up, showing off that fine A-word of his. AJ's over here. You got, of course, Corey and Saucy and myself. We're the three best friends that anyone could have. Where'd he go? Did he leave? He was standing there.
Mark's taking a lunch break.
Weird story and then walked out.
I'm telling you, man, yesterday was a weird day. You think I'm outrageous?
I learned it from the best. I listened to you this morning, Sauce.
Yeah. I just walked away
because
I was
bored. I was going to say, you didn't. Weird story. Anyway, hi. Hi, guys.
Hi.
How are we?
Pretty good, man.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Oh, hi, good. Mark. Oh, hi, Mark.
Mark, that's one of the weirdest T-shirts I've ever seen. Is that from a band or something, or is it just a random sloth riding a bike?
No, this T-shirt. Well, one of my many nicknames over my lifetime, I guess, has been Sloth.
I can see why.
I don't know if you guys noticed. I don't really move all that fast.
And you're very sleepy.
Not much. Yeah, there you go. The sloths sleep a lot. I thought they were just really sleepy.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I don't know.
Sweet. I love them even more. So my wife saw this somewhere and bought it for me as a gift, and I get more comments and or compliments on this T-shirt because, yeah, I think it throws a lot of people off because nobody's expecting to see a sloth riding a bike.
That video, was it from Planet Earth? Video was it where the sloth?
Oh, my Lord.
Where the sloth wants to hook up with that other sloth badly.
Yeah.
One of my absolute favorites of genius.
Planet Earth, right?
He could not move slower, and then he realizes, I'm going to have to god dang swim to get some ass.
Yep.
And it's the slowest dog paddle, or in this case, sloth paddle of all time.
Yep.
And then it's the most heartbreaking movie ever because he gets across a little bay.
Other side.
And the gal that's over there already has a kid under her arm.
Well, it's been 12 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
It took,
it took him forever.
Yeah. Yep. And then he realizes that he's wasted his entire life making one gigantic swim.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the look on this sloth's face is, why even go on?
Genius. It's, yeah. It's perfect.
I'm going to be a virgin forever.
Yep. Yeah. Then he told the police in Clearwater his name was Captain Kirk.
Yeah. The hard part for him was...
I showed that to so many people when you... When
I love the best. That,
it yeah. killed me. Killed
not only is he a sloth and he swims slowly anyway, but he was towing a giant rudder, you know, because, like, you know why he's going to get over there. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That slowed him down even more.
Right?
He kept going right.
Damn it!
They'd slowly go down and, you know, tuck it because he couldn't, it was going so slow. And then it would, yeah, it was a whole
thing. Can you, like, shut up?
Yeah. I'm just trying.
I think you're doing a great job.
Yeah, this is, now he just listens to this on repeat.
It's a nice slow song. Makes sense to him.
Yeah. I love this bit.
Speaking of music, Chris, I assume you're an A-plus producer. You know, what's coming up in my mind almost always.
I try.
My guess is you have this Weezer song that's in the news.
Duh.
Yeah. I
saw in the prep this morning that apparently Weezer put out a Toto cover, right, yeah, of Africa.
Oh, Africa.
Now, Quiet Drive did it. Our buddies in Quiet Drive did it, and it shreds.
Yeah.
Hard.
Africa's such a badass song, but I'm really curious to hear what Weezer did with it.
Well, and
my guess is it kicks ass.
You know the story behind it, right?
I do not.
There
it's
was
a super fan, right?
Yeah, super fan that was like, please do this, please do this, please do this.
He tweeted at him. All he said was, he tweeted at Rivers, and he said, it's about time you bless the rains down in Africa.
Right.
That's all it said.
And because, you know, Weezer's Weezer, and what's-his-face is what's-his-face.
Rivers Cuomo.
Rivers. First, they did this.
Oh, hell yeah.
All I want to do when I wake up in the morning is see your eyes, Rosanna, Rosanna. I never thought that a girl like you could ever care for me, Rosanna.
So
that's cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
So the guy's like, well, cool, but that's not the right song.
What a baby.
And then they did this.
I don't even think it's close.
No.
Quiet Drive's
way better.
It's way better.
Yeah.
This is Quiet Drive's
way
version.
Better.
Kevin.
That was like a
good.
Was an easy knockoff for Weezer.
Yeah,
it sounded like to me,
yeah.
Right?
They
like, they're like, yeah, okay, we can do this song.
Yeah. It was smooth. It was fine.
Yeah. But this
chorus
is making it their own.
Kevin shreds this chorus.
Drums,
Quiet Drive.
But she only whispers.
This is way better. Yes.
She's coming out at 12:35. The moonlit wings reflect the stars. They guide me to salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as
Not even
the best
close.
Part yeah. about the chorus of that song is the harmonies, and the Weezer one completely buries it.
One of them I would listen to before I took a nap, and one after.
they're both great, but that one, oh, this song bangs.
It's such
so
a good
hard.
Song. Yeah.
Did you know the Rosanna song is about, it's Patricia Arquette, right, Hawk?
Roseanne Arquette.
Sorry.
That's okay. No, sorry.
Yeah, Patricia.
But it's Peter Gabriel also wrote the song In Your Eyes about the same lady.
That is correct.
Think
that,
about that.
That's the magic one.
Yeah.
Right? I
mean, she, yeah.
That one's like.
Yeah.
Yeah. The pants drop and it's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it happens sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, play the original again. That song bangs.
I want to play the Quiet Drive version again.
Play whatever you want.
Yeah.
I like that high harmony so much.
Yeah, so good.
Oh. Quiet Drive. Blank, yeah.
What are they up to?
They're all dead.
Yeah, they're no longer with us.
You know, you know what? Parrish, the guy who opened for us the other night, Michael Shines?
Yes.
Kevin produced his last record.
Get out of here.
Yeah, how about that?
Wow.
The lead singer
Small
of
World.
I know, right.
Well, that's what they're up to.
So that must be what he's doing these days.
He's gone yeah. on the other side of the mic, I guess.
Man, what a band. That first record. Holy moly. Great, great live band. Okay.
Is that right?
It is. It's true.
Hey, let's do a Fan 5, shall we? It's sponsored.
Yes, it do.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, CarX.
Thank you, CarX.
Ladies and gentlemen, what? Can I please have your attention?
What happened?
We've buried the biggest sports story of the day, Mark Parrish.
It's pretty big, actually.
Really?
This is a big story.
Can't wait to hear it.
I specifically waited for you because this is your wheelhouse.
Oh, nice.
Well, and hockey's.
Big day.
Big day.
In the sports world.
What's up?
The 49th annual World Series of Poker kicks off today in Las Vegas, Nevada. Event number one is the casino employees event. Who cares about that? But technically, it's underway for the next...
Well,
month and a half.
That's wait, like the
wait,
caddy.
So you're calling poker sports?
No. It's not a sport. It's a competition. It's a game. Not sports. But in my world, it's the biggest deal ever. The World Series of Poker. The main event's
nice.
Still a month away, but the actual series starts today.
And maybe when we get that poker game going and you teach me, it might be my biggest day ever then.
You don't want to learn from this guy.
You know what? If you guys start much, that, I don't have many options. Over and play, and I will lose money to you. I don't care about money.
I would love to have you come
too,
over.
And a lot of us will.
Let's
be.
Have like a monthly poker night
that's
where I just bring you my money and give
perfect.
It to you. I don't care.
I like everything that everybody
one
is
and
currently
two right
saying.
Here.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
I'm trying to organize one with some pals, and I would love it if you came with.
Everybody needs pals.
Right?
I need some free money.
Well?
I'm going to crush that game.
Get over
yes.
here.
If you don't, you're really bad.
Sauce is better than me.
Yeah, he's
yeah,
beaten
me. We played once, he beat me.
I don't want to take your guys'
right?
money.
You know, all seriousness, there is a really big sports story today that AJ was telling me about.
What's that?
I didn't know anything about it.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys have heard something about it. The 76ers situation.
Yeah,
Sauce is all over it. He was telling how me about it this morning, too. How crazy is that?
It's very strange.
Supposedly, and Paul, fill in any blanks that I leave out, Brian Colangelo, the owner of the 76ers, is accused of, and it's from TheRinger.com, so reputable
wait,
enough.
I don't know if he's the owner.
No, he's the president of basketball.
President, is that what it is? Okay, yeah. Sorry. President of basketball operations. Accused of having fake Twitter accounts that he runs to rip on the players, rip on executives not named Colangelo, throw in information that isn't public knowledge to reporters to kind of, hey, start poking at this. You know, he doesn't say that, but put something in their ear so they start asking the questions that he wants asked of the players of behind-the-scenes negotiations that are not public knowledge, releasing some sort of health records that weren't public knowledge, and it's all coming to light right now. He has denied this.
That's because of The Ringer. The Ringer's doing
the
this
website,
story.
Yeah.
And I believe that's
yep.
that's what's rat. His name's, right?
Yeah.
That's
Isn't the Ringer?
It's the podcast
Bill
guy. Yeah, Bill Simmons,
right?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah, I think Simmons is
the, one of
the
his many five accounts is like it telegraphed the 2017 trade, which the 76ers traded the number one overall pick and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's just it's the weirdest thing ever because there's like these five random accounts, and a couple of them been closed where they're just, you know, private accounts now. One of them is just like the most pro 76ers account ever. All it tweets about is like getting Joel Embiid into the All-Star game. And then the other ones are just like to troll people. Like he trolled the president of the Raptors. He trolled Sam Hinkie and just like savaged these people for like no reason. It's super, super weird. And I'm
But then also calling Embiid like lazy.
Yeah.
Putting
yeah.
information that about his injuries that
people
went out there.
On the Sixers. Embiid, yeah. Okafor, Nerlens Noel, all these guys. It's really odd.
His job is to, part of his job is to help them and make them better.
Yeah, but
so instead of doing that, he just does it over Twitter.
Yeah. You know,
that's gutless.
Do you guys, and maybe it's because there's great reporting, I'm sure that might be the case, but don't you think the only way you get caught doing this is if you're bragging about it to somebody?
Or, I don't know, leave your phone open
so,
or something?
Maybe.
February,
I don't know.
February 15th, something called Keith Pompey, who
yeah,
I would assume
Keith Pompey.
Writes.
I think it's
about
Pompey.
Whatever it is. He wrote, Sixers, Jahlil Okafor on past couple of days. It's been a weird situation. And then this random Twitter account called Eric Jr. tweets,
why him, Mayor?
Yeah. Ask Ja if he passed other team physical. He will not say not to lose other chance, but I bet the farm it's what happened.
Wait, did you read it exactly
yes,
how it was written?
That's how
that
it's written.
Sounded like there were words missing.
No, that's how it's written. Ask Ja if he passed other team physical.
Ask Ja.
Ask Ja.
Isn't that what AJ has?
Hey, man.
I've heard a lot, Ja, but I like this better.
He will not say.
Never go ATM.
Yeah, never. Or you'll get asked, Ja. Then you'll be tweeted about by. What's this guy's name? Brian
Colangelo.
Keith Pompey.
Yeah, Keith and Keith Pompey.
Get a list of names and have sauce for free.
It's weird. Social media is
it's
weird.
So last time
it's
I tried
very
anything,
weird, man,
you did great.
It's kind of part of it's it. Kind of genius though. You just can't get caught. The part about leaking angles to reporters that you would like them to start poking around at, I love that. That's genius, right? Because GMs do that all the time, where they'll float.
For sure,
they will float ideas to reporters and then reporters write them just so they can get a public reaction to feel whether or not the public would hate it. That's a very common GM play.
Or to spur other teams to kind of do stuff.
Or to investigate, right?
If a GM puts out a rumor that there's, you know, I got three phone calls about such and such player, well, the team that's actually interested in actually calling might then hurry up and or up their offer because they think that they're competing with more people.
Right. Sure. Most GMs understand that's part of the game, that almost every other GM publicly is lying or bluffing 24 hours a day.
Yep.
So if there's some report out that, so-and-so's reporting that so-and-so's getting a lot of calls on well, the other GMs are going, oh, well, we know who started that story.
Oh, for
but
sure.
But it's still, how did they start the story? Mm-hmm. I kind of love the whole, I'm going to start a fake account. I'm going to show that I have credibility by getting all these stories right before they break. So somebody's going to say, hey, this random Twitter account is like locked in. He's been right about three or four giant stories in a row. Then maybe you hope a Sixers reporter or two starts following you. And then you say, hey, start asking about so-and-so because I have a source that says this is the case. And then you get that person to ask the question. You could really advance a lot of stories that you want.
Yeah, you could.
Right.
And one thing, by the way, Parrish, to your point about isn't his job to help the employees and players to get better?
Yeah.
The other thing his job is to give the team leverage in negotiations. Mm. So if you can paint that a player is lazy, maybe you could get a little public pressure on that player to not. Embiid just got a max deal, but maybe that's your small way of saying, I got to make the public think that this guy is not as perfect as they think that he is. And then I have a little bit of negotiating leverage when he comes to the table the next time. That's a pretty diabolical way to do it, but
usually
hey, perception's
they just
reality.
Say it. Like in most hockey GMs and coaches, I mean, they'll just say it.
That Mike Zimmer.
He's kind of lazy though. They don't beat around the bush. That's why I go back to the gutless. And I got a AJ.
Yeah.
How hard would is that to figure out who could a smart IT person figure out whose Twitter account is pretty quickly, pretty easily, or is that pretty hard?
I don't know exactly how protected Twitter is because I don't have those skills, but there are people who are able to hack into anything.
Yeah.
That if you have the money and if you're looking into it, you can figure out where it's coming from, what IP addresses are similar, and if they're all coming. Well, when RootChat would run, we kind of had to do some of this stuff when people would make fake accounts and would start being inappropriate or whatever, figure out kind of who it was. Because we could look up the IPs and say, okay, so-and-so well-known chat room person, we know you're also this idiot, you better chill out, or your actual real account, we're going to have to ban them all.
Gotcha.
Whatever happened to RootChat? I really liked it.
I didn't.
People seemed really nice.
It died. This is the best one. Something called Liberty Ballers tweeted, Brian Colangelo has been misleading, untrustworthy on injuries as Sixers GM. Somebody wrote, the clown is going to ruin everything Hinkie built, the old GM. This random Eric account tweets, clown, why? What did Hinkie build? My gosh, this is biased insanity. He's just trolling other people who bash him. It's brilliant.
Somebody caught up with Joel Embiid last night, too, a reporter. And he basically said, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt for now, but if this is true, we've got a problem.
Hmm. Well, does he want to play for the Timberwolves?
Like the team, if that's true, that's what I'm saying. Like they're not. He's going to lose all trust, all integrity he has in that room.
Cat or Joel Embiid, Corey?
Come to Minnesota, though, Embiid. You'll get yelled at by Tom Thibodeau. He's not going to tweet at you. He'll just yell at you to your face.
I say Embiid in a heartbeat.
24 hours a day. Yeah, healthy Cat, though, over Joel Embiid. That's the other problem, though. It's the health factor. Yeah. Power Trip Morning Show returns after this on The Fan.
Join The Fan at the 45th Annual Grand Ole Day, Sunday, June 3rd in St. Paul. It's a kickoff to summer with parade, great live music, food, and more. The fun lasts until 7 p.m. Find all the details and get a 30% discount on wristbands available now at grandavenue.com.
It's been too long since I've played Grand Ole Day. What a blast! Golly gee, I've had some fun playing those stages.
Remember Winger, I digress, I confess.
I love this band, man. T.I., huh? They just added that show.
T.I.
Yeah, that's awesome,
July.
Man. I'm looking forward to that. You know, it's weird because sometimes, like, it's in your rider that you can't announce a show until after you play another show in the market.
Oh, that makes sense.
So they couldn't announce the show, until after the
Hall & Oates show.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Semi-gigantic television news, breaking news.
What is it?
It's kind of a spoiler. At the same time, it's huge news for a dwindling fan base, but still.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
I'm a fan of Dwindles.
Yeah, you are. You have one.
I know.
Golden Girls is coming back?
No.
Hockey.
I don't want to break PA's heart.
No.
So if you've watched Walking Dead at all, the main character is played by Andrew Lincoln, and the character is named Rick Grimes.
Horse car.
Rick Grimes.
And as we've learned over the last couple of seasons on The Walking Dead, it's a little bit like Game of Thrones, where big-time characters can be taken out by other human beings or by zombies. We've had some big names fall in the last handful of years. But the one that always seems to be the one that will survive forever is Rick. He's the main character. It's Rick can't die.
Rick.
Well,
uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Collider.com says that Andrew Lincoln is ready to start doing other things and move on from The Walking Dead, which means they're reporting next season will be his last, and he may only do 6 episodes, which means
he going to die.
You don't leave that show by going, all right, guys, I'm going to go move to Rhode Island. Good luck with the zombies. I mean, the only way you leave that show is death. So, how would Walking Dead even handle this if their main character has a predetermined 6-episode run?
Wasn't it like 6 months ago this show was going to run forever?
Well,
now it's like dying.
Well, it's still might. They would, according to the story, they would most likely give Norman Reedus, one of the Boondock Saints, and Daryl on the show Walking Dead, that Daryl would kind of take over as the lead character and Rick would be out the door or dead. I don't know how you can have him disappear and not be dead. So that would be a very weird situation for them to handle. How do you handle
somehow
the
leave
public?
The door open for him to come back?
I don't know, I guess, but how do you leave? How do you tell the public he's only going to be on through the first six episodes?
You know which one he's going to die in then.
I would think so. I have no idea. So anyway, Collider.com says Andrew Lincoln wants to move on and start doing other
Maybe
things.
Maybe this is a ruse to think that's what's going to happen.
What if, like, what if he, I'm just spitballing, you guys. Okay. What if he, like, he's battling like a bunch of zombies?
Yeah.
Go on.
And he avoids the bite, and he avoids the bite, and then you see him disappear beneath a plethora of just wild zombies. Mm-hmm. Most of them female, privates everywhere, you know, weird. But they're zombie privates, so you're curious, but you're still grossed out.
You've watched zombie porn.
You're going to look, but you're disgusted.
You're still grossed out.
Yeah.
Right? I just want to make sure, clarify. I'm grossed out. I'm looking,
you're not.
But I'm grossed out. And then, out of nowhere.
Oh.
Norman Reedus?
Norman Reedus is Daryl. Yeah, we're talking about Andrew Lincoln.
Andrew Lincoln stands up and he goes 4 score and 7 years ago, and he's playing a Gibson 526 LSG. Tuned in D. And he's playing, and Carl's on the drums.
That's not possible.
And here I was concerned he was making this up as he went.
Carl's dead? All the Baldwins are dead?
Carl!
This is how I want the show to end, right here. I want him to go.
So, can I ask, in your scenario...
I like his scenario way better. Why did we stop it?
In your scenario, though...
Yeah.
Is he emerging from the pile just to play this song Zombie, or is this like the Pied Piper where he's going to lead the zombies to the ocean and they're all going to drown and then the world is fine again?
That's how humanity survives.
I have an idea.
Hold on. I got to answer the question. I don't spoil TV shows.
Oh, of course not.
Yeah, great. So that's a good one.
I'm not going to tell you.
If Everybody's that was the book. End of The Walking Dead, him playing the song Zombie by Cranberries, leading a Pied Piper-esque moment of zombies wherever he's leading them.
Yeah.
Would that be worse than the end of Dexter?
Isn't that the worst TV show ending of all time?
No, Jumping the Shark, I believe.
I thought, because Hockey, you watched all of Dexter.
Almost all of it. Yeah, I only missed a few episodes, but it did.
It got destroyed for the ending of
it. Right, it was not good.
Like, it ruined how great of a TV show it was.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of endings.
Yes, I will watch it.
Now, Parrish, you and your wife are what, two seasons in?
Yeah, two and...
To the Americans?
Half in, I guess.
Series finale tonight, the final episode of one of the greatest TV shows of all time.
Are you caught up?
If you spoil this on me, I'm going to spoil it on Nikki, and then she's going to come after you.
I got to watch two tonight. I got to watch the penultimate and the finale tonight.
Is it a double episode? Or is it?
No, I'm just one behind.
Uh-huh. I always love that when the final episode was extra long.
Oh, yeah.
Because
Hockey, how many times have you been 2.5 in? Oh, I guess my humor today is, would you guys give up laughing at my jokes for Lent? When's Lent? Am I not here? Is this some weird dream?
Would you stop? I'm watching President Lincoln sing Cranberries, too.
I can't picture Rick Grimes.
How would he sing it, Hockey? How would President Lincoln sing this? Careful.
Very well. And air balls in your hands.
In your head. They are crying. In your head. In your head.
No, just to add to the worst finale in TV history, what if, while he's rocking the Cranberries, all of the zombies busted out in like a Thriller dance?
What's wrong with Lincoln?
And because the characters still remaining right after
His
Rick Grimes.
Arms aren't broken.
What if all of the characters are so depressed by the ending that they all just killed themselves, so everybody's dead?
What if he's...
Yeah. So there's no open endings. You just get complete closure. Every single person said, this world is not worth living in if we're going to watch zombies do thriller dances. And they just shoot themselves with Daryl's bow and arrow, his crossbow.
Or just go Newhart on it and they wake up and it's all been one dream. And he wakes up next to a zombie who he's in love with.
So then it wouldn't be a dream if there's still a zombie, though.
But this zombie's a nice zombie. And this zombie's just been sent to Earth for love making.
Sent to Earth?
Fred Durst, great point. It's actually Fred Durst's grandma. She's been dead for 70,000 years. Her name's Sed Durst.
How old is Fred?
Oh, it's his great, 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 great. Great grandma.
What's dumber, that Fred Durst's grandma is 70,000 years old, or that somebody sent a zombie from space?
Emmanuel, dude.
Yeah. Poor old Rick Lincoln.
Yeah. It's Adam.
And this is a non-spoiler. I won't give anything away. But the way that last season ended, that would be a weird storyline to try to wrap up in 6 episodes, but I guess they're going to try if this story from Collider.com is accurate that Lincoln wants out. He's the bread and butter of that show. He's the central figure of the show, no doubt.
So he's the one kind of cutting it in half, saying I'm only doing 6 episodes?
Well, according to the story, this is his last season. This would be his last season, and he may only do 6 episodes.
Lincoln wants to go to more plays.
Yeah.
Wouldn't the rest of the cast and crew be upset that he's kind of not doing a full season,
or announcing when he would be out? Yeah. That's even weirder to me. I don't know. Vikings news is next. Mark Parrish is here. Parrish, how'd you get here?
Lexus of Maplewood and Lexus of Wayzata.
Yeah.
Rosie in 27 minutes. Vikings news right after this on The Fan. With our friends at Patio Town, and sign up for your chance to win a $25,000 backyard makeover. Head over to KFAN.com, type in the keyword contest, and enter now.
God, this song wails.
Yeah.
What song is this?
It's off of Church's second album. It's called Bury It. If you like synth pop, and I don't think that's your thing,
nope.
You should check out Church's.
Probably not going to happen.
I bet they're a little heavier live, though, aren't they?
They are. The bass, yeah. The bass hits really hard.
Man.
I texted you this, Corey, last Friday when I was driving back from Milwaukee. The album had just come out, and I was listening to it. And obviously, the 80s synth-pop vibe fits it, but even more so than their first and second albums, this third album sounded like you were listening to a Stranger Things soundtrack.
Sure.
With some of the heavy, kind of dark background synth that they came in with. It felt like, honestly, like if I didn't know any better, I could have put that exact music, minus the lyrics because I wasn't really paying attention to that at the time, to a scene in Stranger Things when something's happening. Something's going down.
Which is the beauty of Stranger Things, right, is that 80s like pop vibe.
Oh, it's the best.
Hawk, I think you'll know exactly the sound I'm talking about without even hearing the song.
Okay.
But arguably my favorite song on the new album is their last song, and it sounds like it could be closing credits to an 80s movie.
Is any of it in the system? Yeah. Have you looked?
The brand new stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me see.
I bet something is.
Yeah, no,
yeah, you have it.
I loaded it.
Have a bunch of it, don't you?
I did. Yeah. I loaded it in when it came out
just,
on Friday.
Just get out. This one. Yeah. Chick's tiny, man. She can sing.
But even that line that they're doing right now, couldn't you hear that when the monster is coming up?
What's the new album called?
Love is Dead.
Okay. Buying that
a little negative.
Well, I mean,
Hawk, do you have more of it, right?
I sure do.
Yeah, play more of it.
I can't find where I loaded it in.
Yeah, play the third song, I think it is.
Oh, that's the one you kept wanting me to play.
Yeah.
You said that's the...
That's the jam.
That's the title track.
So you said that's my jam.
This is Love is Dead.
This is called Love is Dead.
By Jervis.
By
Jervis. You have to say it like that. It's appropriate. Yeah.
It's right here.
Love that synth pop.
Yeah. This sounds about right. I kid you not, I farted and it sounded exactly like that before. I'm like,
you should eat more fiber and less cheese.
Stop shoving kazoos up your ass.
Yeah. Stop trying to be a one-man band.
You know that Fred Flintstone did that.
Wait, what now?
Fred Flintstone puts instruments in his butt?
What?
You've definitely seen that.
I honestly, all I heard is, you know, yeah. Fred Flintstone, blah, 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 blah. Uh-huh. Just trailed off. I have no idea what
kazoo
you just said.
Was dying to hear the second half.
Oh, kazoo. Kazoo. I got gotcha. You. Now I
little,
get you.
The little alien
yeah.
guy.
Oh, I got gotcha. You.
Yeah. Now I get it.
That's not really them.
Let's do Vikings news.
All righty.
It's time yeah, for yeah. Vikings yeah, news. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mark Parrish,
you,
my sources say that you know there are some members of the Vikings that addressed the media today, including Sauce Kirk Cousins, correct?
Yes. Is it their playground
today's,
build today?
Today's the playground build. So that's right. They have oh. OTAs that start at 9:30, so mm-hmm. I'll be leaving in about half an hour here to head to that. Players will talk after practice, as will Prefer and George Edwards. And then they go off to their, I forget what they call it, but their community day where they go build the playground at the school this afternoon, and that's where Kirk Cousins is speaking.
Mark, did you ever do any charity work when you played hockey?
Yes.
Did you ever build a playground?
Nope.
Would you like to help today?
Sure.
Kyle will be there.
Be a little busy, but yeah, I'd love to.
Yeah.
I can't.
And it's going to be warm out. Right?
Yeah. I'm not very good with like construction, carpentry. That's not exactly my forte.
It's not your thing. Well, you do a good job with Lego sets. That's kind of carpentry.
Yeah.
That's
do you really have that many?
And did you see Solo yet?
Yeah, and I'm still waiting for a couple more.
Hell yeah.
No, we did not get to it. We were gonna hopefully see it this weekend. I know Paulie Fletcher saw it, and he said it was really good, but I've heard from other people it's not.
That yeah,
good.
Mixed reviews.
So, yeah.
Abbott's pissed that I didn't see it.
I'm sure Turner's going to love it, so therefore I'll love it.
Yeah, somebody... A good friend of mine told me that a reviewer that he read basically said, everybody's great, but the guy that plays Solo acts like he won a contest to be in a Star Wars movie. That's how bad he is. That sucks.
That'll ruin it.
Yeah.
It's no bueno.
I don't know.
Anyway. Did you see Rampage Hedgehog?
Rampage Head?
Well, you've seen Rampage Head. You've seen Lexington Steel work. That was too far. That was way too far.
Oh, that's just awful.
I'm going to get a talking to today.
You are.
I was already yelled at for my podcast stuff, even though you three or you two bashed him for it. Then I got yelled at.
Who yelled at you?
AJ, do you know the new plan now? Were you listening earlier?
I heard the first segment, yeah.
All right, so the bit is, from now on, instead of writing like a two-sentence description of the podcast, we just want a brief title. It doesn't necessarily explain what even happened. And today, I believe it was...
run it past Stopwatch, or we don't
no,
care?
No, what we are dissenting is, we don't care.
We don't care.
Because the description is too long to fit on a Bluetooth screen or an app anyway. You can't even read the whole thing.
It's
so
a Bluetooth screen.
I believe... Well, you know what I'm saying? Like a screen in your car yeah. that's connected to Bluetooth. The whole thing's too long.
Yep.
So I believe today's was... we want it to be titled... What was it, Huck? Like, Meatballs Are Damp.
Meatballs Are Damp. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's it. And if people are like, I don't know if I want to listen to that. Well, then don't listen.
Yeah,
don't listen. Yeah.
Ask around. We're getting slaughtered in podcasts.
That's what they say.
What are we going to do?
Other people say they are destroying us.
What are we going to do?
And that's the world we live in now, is you can just throw out facts and nobody checks or cares.
That's what I do.
Liam Gallagher's my love child.
I'm hung.
Well, I mean, no one believes that, though. So It has to be at least semi-believable.
Yeah, right.
Corey's nice.
No way. So,
again.
Semi-believable.
Hockey's good with money.
Strike three?
Which one out of those three is the most accurate?
Oh, definitely not my wiener size.
It might be that I'm nice.
Yeah.
Because the other two are not even close to true. I'm once in a while I'm kind of nice.
Anthony Barr's absence from the Vikings' voluntary workouts was short. He returned Tuesday and practiced alongside his teammates during the Vikings' fourth organized team activity session, according to Andrew Kramer. The fifth-year linebacker was the only Viking starter missing from three optional practices last week. Meanwhile, the Vikings hosted former Eagles linebacker Michael Kendricks. And two league sources confirm that. Kendricks, 27, is the older brother of Vikings linebacker Eric Kendricks.
That'd be a cool bit.
That would be pretty sweet.
To have the brothers on the same team, same line.
Do they play the same position?
Both linebackers.
Or, yeah, sorry.
Outside, Michael's, outside. Whatever. Michael's
he's outside.
Outside.
Not, that's right. I'd say, yeah. Not
mm-hmm.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So otherwise, it'd be sweet.
Alongside each other, that'd be wicked.
It'd be sweet if one brother took the other brother's job. But yeah, I guess they
yeah, see, there's the nice Corey Cove you guys are talking about right there.
I just, I just like the drama.
Michael that's Kendricks dumb. Was released by the Eagles on May 22nd after spending his first six NFL seasons in Philly. He reportedly declined a pay cut to his $7.6 million salary cap charge. His role with the Eagles was sporadic the past four seasons. He was a full-time defender in 12 and 13, peaking with 106 tackles and three interceptions in the latter season.
How often does that help or turn out well when they decline a pay cut? They decline to restructure. How often? I'm assuming the majority of the time it actually happens like this. They get cut. And do they still...
He wanted to be released.
Do they? Okay, yeah. Because is he going to sign a deal where it's going to make sense, or is he...
He might sign a deal that may not be worth as much money, but maybe he has a bigger role.
Multi-years, yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah,
a little more security.
Gotcha.
So it's a two-way street. I mean, obviously the organization is pushing to get what they want, and he has leverage too. And if he wants more playing time, his role is to decline, move on.
Okay, I gotcha.
Test the market.
I don't know the numbers. It's also possible that the number they asked him to restructure to is way lower than he thinks he can get on the open market.
Sure.
He's not getting 7.6 from anybody, but the Eagles aren't going to give him 7.6. Right. We don't have that kind of money to throw at him like this year either. So, but maybe they were saying, hey, we'll let you play for $2 million, and he thinks he can get closer to three or somewhere. I'm just throwing out numbers. I have no idea, but I guess that's an outside possibility.
And that goes back to what with AJ was saying, that a bigger role. Well, he takes a pay cut for 1 year, gets a bigger role, and then he can renegotiate and get back to where he thinks he deserves.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe he just wants to hang out with his brother. Maybe they want to play Fortnite on the same couch as opposed to opposite couches.
Yes.
Yeah. Two damn words. And
no, those weren't words.
Neither one of them were.
No, tell us more, old McDonald.
Oh, I have nothing to add.
Please just say
I'm going to see how little I can talk.
I can get you talking. You know what I'm going to do? You ready? Oh, McDonald.
E-I-E-I-O.
Knew it. Anyway, there you go. Hey, by the way, did you see the big story on the cover of the Star Tribune about how much money the Super Bowl brought in?
Was it $450?
$370.
$370.
Yeah. That's how much we got off of it?
Think how much they made off of parking alone.
Oh, seriously.
Yeah, no. Super Bowl 52 brought attention to the Twin Cities and $370 million, according to the Star Tribune. That was the net new spending from the 10-day event. What the hell does that mean? Net new spending.
Spending that didn't exist.
Oh, okay, gotcha. The results, which are in dispute, came in $50 million over pre-event projections. So that's good.
That's good, yeah. Most of that $370 million was when AJ paid to drive down to the stadium to park and was told that he had to watch the Super Bowl across the street on a TV with his media pass and then drove home.
Meanwhile... Yeah. I went over there and was going to stay for the first three plays, but felt guilty because I actually got into the Super Bowl and AJ didn't. So I stayed.
You were kind. You offered me your seat.
I did.
It wouldn't have worked.
You watched Timberlake.
On a completely unrelated note, Chris.
Yes, sir.
The fan of Trampled by Turtles want to send you, not you, but a listener, to Red Rocks in Colorado for their show July 19th. To register for your shot to win, tweet at KFAN1003 and tell us why you love the band, but don't forget to use the hashtag RubeToRedRocks. That's hashtag RubeToRedRocks. Tweet it now. Registration closes Friday.
All right.
Paul, your hands up.
The Sixers announced that they have launched an official investigation into the allegation of Twitter misuse by
Brian Colangelo.
A lot of people are saying he's done.
Whoa. Wow. Awesome. What a cool scandal. I love this. Scandals are fun. Power Trip Morning Show with Mark Parrish and Mark Rosen right after this on The Fan.
Abby's Hope is asking you to join the Power Trip and take the pledge to become a water watchdog. Also giving you a shot to see the Power Trip live and in person June 1st. Bid, donate, and win your way in using the hashtag Abby's Hope to help out a great cause. Check out at KFAN1003 on Twitter and then go to Abby's Hope, A-B-B-E-Y-S, hope.org to learn more.
Play that. That's right. Wake up, Rosie. I think I got something to say to you.
Well, just go right ahead.
Good morning, baby.
Good morning.
How are you? Two. Wake up, Maggie. Anything new?
No, wake up. That's a great sort of signature line this morning since it's in the news, and I was going to take some Ambien last night, a la Roseanne, but instead I watched the Twins every time they came to at bat, and it put me right to sleep.
Oh. Well done, George Carlin.
Well, let me ask you, I've never taken Ambien. Does it make you racist?
No, I think they put that on the label this morning.
Does it really? Is that one of the side effects, racism?
They pulled all the Ambien off the shelves so they can, it's like the Surgeon General putting a warning, cigarettes could cause cancer. Yeah. Ambien could cause you to be a racist.
Well, I love that it's on ABC.
I was watching a clip with Jimmy Kimmel going, look, we don't have much going at this network. We hope the NBA Finals goes 11 games because we don't have a lot. We still have, I don't know what show he mentioned, some obscure show that they still have that, I mean, he was ripping into his own network.
Yeah.
So when you have the number one rated show and it's unceremoniously gets the boot along with its star, yeah, it's a big deal business-wise. But more importantly, I feel bad for the people who actually work on the show.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Everyone, except for that.
ABC is owned by Disney. And CEO Bob Iger tweeted, quote, there was only one thing to do here, and that was the right thing. He also said, quote, you can't debate what is morally right. Which is actually wrong because people have been debating morality forever and will always debate morality. But I still understand his point. As he says,
Of course.
This is undebatable. This is just
we watched the volcano in Hawaii erupting right now, and it's been a slow process for Kilauea. That's sort of what they knew when they hired Roseanne, what they were dealing with was a volcano that was just dormant for a while. And then all of a sudden it would pop up and send some weird stuff out. And then yesterday it erupted.
Yeah, it did.
Yep. So, anyway.
I feel awful for her.
Yeah. Do you?
One horribly, just one tweet derails an entire career.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's not like she spent the last couple of years perpetuating horrible conspiracy theories.
No, of course not. No, that's what I'm saying. That's where the business part of it for ABC. They knew what they were signing up for. They were just rolling the dice.
Yeah. And it worked. Temporarily.
The reboot was extremely popular.
I went on and on about how much I liked that first episode.
It was a fun blast from the past.
It was a smart show.
Our guy, John Goodman, on there. I mean, come on.
And we thought they were just going back to the mid-90s. It turns out Roseanne wanted to go back to the 40s and 50s.
We
probably talked about this when the show came back at first. Let's say 4 years ago. Very different day and age. Just because of the leadership in this country. Would this show have worked?
Maybe. Honestly, it was a smart show. It really was.
I didn't see it either.
There's always two sides. Those supporters out there. It wasn't like they were out there just because there was a difference.
Sure.
Well, I mean, it's interesting going back to Lawyer Lambert.
Vocal now.
My time watching Archie Bunker. Who was everyone's friendly neighborhood racist, right? I mean, he picked no sides, and it turned out to be this really amazing show that set standards and broke ground for so many reasons, and that was back in the early 70s, and all these years later, whole different level. Anyway, that's my morning.
Guys,
yeah.
Game 7 of the Western Conference Finals between Golden State and Houston.
Yep.
Did a peak audience of 18 million viewers, making it the second most watched NBA game in cable TV history. Mm.
Yeah, the numbers have been really good. And the hockey game did really well.
It did, yeah.
On NBC the other night, too. I looked at the local ratings.
By the way.
Yeah, exactly. Right? People were asking. We had the discussion yesterday about, and Mark, Mr. Parrish here, can definitely weigh in this, how will it attract kind of just casual fans because it is Vegas? Is it that much of a draw? Curiosity factor. You're watching a hockey team that happens to be playing in Vegas, and I guess the answer is yes. Yeah. The storyline is drawing people in that Had it not been Vegas, had it been any other team that they
Nashville ran roughshod,
Winnipeg. No, the ratings probably not. No. If it was Winnipeg, Washington right now, it would not have been the same.
No, it's not. It was genius for the NHL to get in there first and get this fan base, get to this fan base, and obviously with the success that they're still having this first season, it's just growing and growing and growing. They're stealing from the original six fan bases. That doesn't happen.
Nobody steals
from Montreal, or the Rangers, Toronto.
Boy, that's a good
those
way
fan
to say
bases
it.
Are set, and they're stealing from those fan bases. Yeah. That's incredible.
Yeah, unless you are, and rightfully so, a long-suffering Washington Capitol fan, and there are a lot of them out there that have lived and died with that franchise, especially with Ovechkin. How can you not root for Vegas? How can any neutral fan not want to see that team win the cup right now? I mean, it's just historic.
And Mark, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm done.
Mr. Parrish?
Yes, sir.
Staying with hockey for a moment?
Sure.
I had this circled because I wanted to bring it up with you.
Yes.
The condition of the T-Mobile Arena ice caused occasional problems for both teams with its inconsistencies and general roughness. But nobody's claiming that the first-year NHL team is having problems, blah, 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 blah. Dumb question. How different is the ice from arena to arena? And can you tell?
It can be drastic. Oh, absolutely.
Really?
For sure.
Talk
you can tell if it's
that.
Soft or bad ice or hard ice, nice, you know, or they call it fast ice. Fast ice means it's hard and pretty smooth, obviously, so the puck doesn't bounce, which is very, very rare in the NHL because, well, there's circuses and there's concerts and there's everything on nights in between games. So to get perfect ice in the NHL, kind of the golden rule you could say in hockey is the ice gets worse as you go up from high school, college, pros, American League, and all that, just because those buildings get used the most.
Huh.
But yeah, absolutely.
The weather, Vegas weather.
The Florida, I mean, you go anything south, anywhere warm, and yeah, the ice is going to be bad. And I would assume they've got some. I think they've got one of the better ones. I think they got the guy from Edmonton. I can't remember who the guy. They've got somebody that to come in and do their ice because of that, because they were concerned with that. That's very well known and knows what he's doing. But that being said, there's still only so much you can do.
Are there arenas, like when we go to Washington to play the Redskins, we know the grass is going to suck. Is there an arena in the NHL you know the ice is going to suck?
Oh, every single arena, which ones are going to be good, which one's going to be bad, which one's going to be the worst. I would have to say, the worst actually when I was playing was probably Madison Square Garden was
That's
one
what
of
I was
the worst.
Say.
There's so much going on. Wow. I mean, the Rangers don't even do their morning skates there, their pregame skates there. They do everything out in Rye, out in their practice facility, and then they just play games there.
So more so than warm weather, the issue is the concerts and circuses and turning, remaking the ice, really. I mean, it doesn't have enough time to fully freeze.
The more those doors open and close, they're bringing in things in and out, the more people, and they're sharing the building, obviously, with other venues, with other events. So it's it's just built for disastrous Simply, ice. That being said, it was my favorite place to play.
Isn't it true? I've heard the ice in Anaheim is pretty awful as well. Isn't it true that Mighty Ducks used to do their morning skate through the Minneapolis Skyway, or is that not accurate?
Yeah, with the rollerblades.
rollerblades.
Yeah. Yeah.
The same business. Do you get with the knuckle puck?
Mm-hmm.
Do you get the same effect on rollerblades if you're cruising through the theater at Mall of America? Or down.
Hey, it worked for Zucker, right? He used to do inline skate in Las Vegas.
Too bad until he's dead.
Until I don't think he had seen ice until he was 23 years old.
Mentioned that.
Even his drink?
Yeah, Sauce has never been west of Ohio.
He didn't see ice until he was in the NHL. That's incredible.
So, Rosie, giant numbers in the NBA. Eastern Conference Game 7, Western Conference Game 7. Giant numbers so far in the Stanley Cup Finals. Again, think if Vegas is not involved or if LeBron's not involved. Clearly, that didn't affect the Western Conference Finals, Eastern Conference Finals would have been a wasteland if they had lost in round one to the Pacers.
Came down to seven. Yeah.
And like you just said, what do we do in the NHL if this Vegas story is not there? Because Vegas doesn't have a big name.
No.
They don't have a draw like
Ovechkin.
No, they
do not. No,
they just have
Marc-Andre Fleury's a nobody.
To the public, he is.
To the general public,
to the masses, no one cares. Hockey fans like him, but the rest of us aren't going to watch Marc-Andre Fleury play hockey. We like the Miracle on Ice kind of feel.
It is.
This team shouldn't be there, so let's figure out if they can do it. And again, the fact that they're favored, they're not underdogs against the Caps.
They're not mad
they
at all.
They are favored to win, and they're up one zip.
Correct. They play game two tonight, again, in Vegas. And if you catch, and I think adding to it is the fact that, you know, Emmerich doing the play-by-play, you have the pre
chef?
Yes, correct. The bam, show bam. The show before the game.
Hockey, bam, bam.
You watch the pregame show. It's sheer Vegas, and everything about it, and they try to capture that. And then once the game starts, it's another hockey game, but you get the feeling, and they show the outside of the arena, and their place is packed. I mean, Sauce, I don't know if you were near there at all, but they were last weekend when you were
in Las Vegas.
In Las Vegas.
I was in Las Vegas.
You were. You don't remember. But they have that crowd shot when people who don't have tickets, and just thousands of people gathering outside T-Mobile Arena. Is that the name of the arena? Mm-hmm. And it's of course, the sun is still out because it's early there, and it's crazy. So, I mean, it's like you want to be a part of that.
It's an incredible buzz. I mean, I was there the day of that game.
Everywhere you go.
And normally on a Monday when you leave Las Vegas, no one's coming in. It was more people coming in than were coming out.
They just want to be a part of it.
The airport was the busiest I've ever seen.
It's like being part of all those heavyweight championship fights they've had out there, or big fights they've had out there.
The private jets are lined up. Yeah.
And people want to go to Vegas because they know they can't get into the arena to watch the MGM Theater to watch the fight, but they want to be there. And that's sort of where it's going on with Vegas right now. People from L.A., they want to go there because the party's so great and the atmosphere is amazing.
Yeah, and people all over Canada, everything.
Yeah.
Every fan base wants to go.
Pure genius what the NHL did, much to the chagrin of every other franchise that's been waiting to get to the finals.
But. And it's great for the city, too, because if they do want to get the NFL, the NBA, I mean, hey, all these other sports organizations got to be looking like, okay, we're in. Let's do this.
Well, the NFL is still, 2 years away, right?
2 years.
Yeah. 2020?
Oakland, yeah.
How is the NBA not there? I understand the All-Star Weekend went south, but how are they not there?
Well, after seeing this, could you imagine if this was the NBA Finals?
Especially when you had owners there, actually, with the Palm Hotel. What's the name of the...
The Maloofs.
I think it's the Sweaty Palms.
The Sweaty Palms.
Hairy Palms. Yep.
So you had the Maloofs back in the day, right, with the Sacramento Kings, and now you have...
I don't know.
Yeah.
Tillman Fertitta?
What was his name again,
Chris?
What was his name, Hockey?
Yeah, it's Tillman...
Okay. So he's the majority owner of the Rockets as well, and he's the owner of the Golden Nuggets.
Correct.
Or Golden Nuggets, excuse me. The Golden Nuggets.
Yes.
Slightly different.
Yeah. So, fun stuff. Yeah, that's game two tonight.
I know we're doing sports, so let me go ahead and get this out there. How much of a favorite is Golden State?
Huge.
Big time.
Yeah, okay. I mean, they're
minus 1,000 for the series or for the game?
Double or nothing. Cleveland wins two games. Double or nothing.
Come on, baby.
If someone put down a $900 bet to win $100, which is crazy.
Not really.
Well, I guess.
It's almost guaranteed money.
I'll bet you $100 they don't win two games.
No.
Okay.
Mark your hands up.
It was a couple years ago when Cleveland beat Golden State. Was Golden State the favorite, too?
They were favored, but not by this much.
Not by this much.
Cleveland had a way better team.
Huge. Yeah, they had a better supporting cast.
Okay.
Yeah,
especially if Kevin Love can't play and he's still.
What happened to him?
Concussion.
Yeah, he has not passed.
He's questionable for game one tomorrow, as is Andre Iguodala for the Golden State Warriors. But so to Parrish's point, they were underdogs 2 years ago and won it, but this is the biggest finals favorite since 2001.
Ooh.
So who was in that finals, Hockey?
I believe that was the downtown dirigibles.
Downtown dirigibles. They were really good.
I believe they were called...
Double D.
Will Ferrell was coaching him.
That's right. Yeah. And that's right, the Double Ds. That's exactly
right. What was the other team?
I believe it was the Louisiana Little Men in the Boat.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go around the room. We like gambling on this show, right? You got $1,000. You have to bet it.
Okay.
Do you bet $1,000 on the Warriors to win $100, or do you bet $1,000 on the Cavs to win $6,500?
Cavs.
Bears raises.
Well, it's easy. Yeah.
What?
But then, I view that as a wasted $1,000.
Yeah,
I
take
not if they
I
win.
The Warriors, but they're not
I take
going
the Warriors.
To, well, that's why they play the game.
Yeah,
pick one. Which one? Warriors minus 1,000 or Cavs plus 650?
The Warriors.
Yeah, you almost have to take the Warriors. I don't see them losing this series, especially without Kevin Love, if Love's not playing. As great as LeBron has been.
I know.
Essentially, their only chance is a significant injury to Durant Curry in game one.
Yeah.
But you might have to have an injury to both of them.
Maybe both, but maybe one's enough. You never know. I mean, the Rockets... put up a hell of a fight without Chris Paul for two games. They had big leads in both games.
Correct. Until the second half started.
How many games they played this year without one or the other? Because there were a lot of injuries. Curry was out for a long time.
They played
death lineup.
And they still beat people.
Yeah. 64 games.
What?
Without either one of them this year. Oh. Yep.
That's a lot.
I know. It seems like a lot.
It seems like a lot.
Still found a way.
Parrish, you're the only one that would take the Cavs. Everybody else is on the Warriors or not?
Yeah, I'd have to.
If you had to bet a grand?
It's a horrible wager.
How about instead we just take that grand and go down to Continental Diamond?
I think you're going
to get it. Let's just do that. Fan 5 is brought to you by Continental Diamond and ContinentalDiamond.com. They bring us Fan 5 every single day, and they bring you some badass watches.
Yeah, they do.
Go check out those watches downstairs. They're sick.
I tweeted this yesterday. The picture is worth a gabillion stories to me, but did you guys see the picture of the guy with the stone on his head at Mount Vesuvius?
No.
Oh man,
no, I did not.
It's the most.
No,
you got to look at the, and then we got to.
Oh no, I did. Oh yes, the guy that discovered how many? Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Discovered what?
They discovered this.
I'll show you.
Okay, never mind.
You got to see the picture,
right?
And then read the story because it's too much to be believed.
Yeah,
like,
he
the worst luck in the history of luck.
He
passed this poor guy literally
years ago.
I'll show you during the break, and then we'll talk about when we come back.
Pretty funny stuff.
How about that,
Rosie?
Power Trip Morning Show returns after this on the Fan. He looked at me and I was done. We'll just get him started. And we have another pair of tickets to see Rodney Carrington Friday, September 21st, Treasure Island Event Center. Must be 16 years of age to enter, but you call in right now. Caller number 11 wins the ticket. 651-989-5326, 800-320-5326.
Did everybody get a chance to take a look at the picture yet that I talked about before we break?
Yeah, I saw it yesterday, so I knew what you were talking about. Yes.
It's
crazy.
It looks like a Monty Python thing.
Yeah.
It does.
CNN, archaeologists uncover remains of man crushed as he fled Pompeii. A man managed to escape the first eruptive fury of Vesuvius in AD 79, only to be crushed beneath a block of stone hurled by an explosive volcano cloud. New excavations suggest. Archaeologists working at the ancient Roman city of Pompeii found the man's remains almost 2,000 years after he died.
Isn't it Pompey?
Pompeii.
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 Pompeii. Stunning pictures from the scene show a skeleton pinned beneath the stone. The impact crushed the top of the man's body. His head might still be buried underneath the block of stone. The picture... There's no way for me to describe how hilarious the picture
like
is.
It looks like a cartoon.
Yeah.
You're exactly right, Hockey.
It's still just...
Yeah. It looks like a Monty Python and the Holy Grail bit.
Yeah.
They didn't need a doctor to figure out what happened to this guy.
No. No stone unturned until...
Oh, Rosie!
Lesions on the skeleton's tibia are signs of a bone infection that probably hampered the man's escape. That poor B-word. That guy had the worst
He was
luck.
No Usain Bolt.
Yeah, that's right.
I survived. Boom!
Yeah. But I wish I could run faster.
Well, it's fast forward to today, they're talking about, you know, the lava flow and what's happening with the eruption in Kilauea. And there's like boulders the size of refrigerators.
Unreal.
Flying at people, or flying out of the volcano. So it really hadn't changed a whole heck of a lot. Looks like the dinosaurs are missing. That's it.
The what?
There were dinosaurs roaming the earth at one point.
Yeah, 2,000 years ago. That's it. Hell yeah.
Is Snoop Dogg in the house?
We have a new Guinness Book of World Records, my friends. Snoop Dogg was at the Bottle Rock Napa Valley Music Festival over the weekend to help break the Guinness World Record for the largest gin and juice. Parrish, you're going to want to sit down for this one. 180 bottles of gin. 154 bottles of apricot brandy. Did you say apricot or apricot?
Apricot. Either way, yuck.
38 jugs, Chris,
of
orange juice. 132 plus gallons overall, plus an giant pink umbrella and straw. Largest
Charmed.
Gin and juice of all time, and they brought Snoop out for the occasion.
What was the vessel?
I think Shamu's tank.
Shamu's tank?
How dare you?
My God,
I believe
Corey.
That's called a dork.
Genius.
Close.
Make a giant pool for it? Or?
Huh?
And they just wanted to set a record, or they just wanted to
Snoop Dogg it? Yeah,
Guinness, man.
Yeah, I mean, they probably want Snoop out there anyway, but yeah.
Sure.
How many glasses of it did Parrish have?
All of it. Every single one of them.
Proud of you.
That's okay.
I he said hate it wasn't strong gin. Enough.
Really?
I'm with you on that.
I'm not much of a gin guy either.
Not,
gin whales.
Sauce crushes GMTs. Yeah. Yeah.
I used to. They're high in calories.
Okay, that bothered
sorry,
you?
Sorry, Jenny Craig.
Yeah, it does.
Well, you look great, man.
Yeah, you do look great.
You look great.
Said Grimace. Not that you're Grimace, but Grimace would say that.
Oh, my God.
I just called you Grimace.
No,
I just said you look good.
Even purple.
I got to be a jerk.
You're not Grimace.
No, I feel bad.
Why can't you just go one day without being mean? Yeah.
Why can't you go one day without being a... Wow, I almost swore.
God, calm down, Roseanne.
Yeah.
It's going to be the new comeback for everything.
Yep. Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
So we were talking about TV.
Right.
Roseanne canceled. Channel 5 and ABC falling apart. The series finale of Americans is tonight. Mark Rosen, I don't know why you're not watching that show, but also...
Me neither.
I don't know why.
It's just terrific. I can't wait for tonight. Netflix, though, the fourth season and I believe the final season of Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt are now available on Netflix.
Great show.
I believe it's the last year. Also a very funny show.
Very funny.
It's very, very good.
Very funny.
Yeah, very good.
Not I love funny. It.
Mm-hmm.
We started a new show called Safe on Netflix. It's all right. Got a little bit of a thriller, not thriller, but a mystery, murder mystery kind of situation. But it has a little teenage drama to it.
Mm,
Corey, you'd love it.
Yeah, sounds great.
You'd love it. Teenage drama. It's interesting.
The Hardy Boys
it's got
you version.
Enough, but yeah, it's like, what's the there's a show on... Oh,
Riverdale?
Man.
No. Yeah, Cinemax. It's called Emmanuel.
Saved by the Bell.
No, I can't remember. There's a mysterious killer. It's all the cast is female girls.
Scooby-Doo?
Oh.
I don't remember what it's called.
Naked Gun.
A. Something A.
Unsolved Mysteries with Robert Stack.
Put that away. The cops are coming.
Yeah. It feels like that. Whatever show I'm referencing, that's exactly what it's like.
I couldn't believe my stepdad showed up. That film?
So it's exactly like that unnamed show.
Yeah, I can't think of what it's called.
5 minutes.
5 minutes?
Yeah.
New record?
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good for me. Hey, Roro.
Yes, sir.
Have you heard about the Dirty Puppet film?
Have.
The Happy Time Murder.
Jenny McCarthy?
No, I have not.
Her cousin.
Melissa.
Well, I'm just trying to give you facts. You already called me Grimace. What else can you call me?
I didn't call you Grimace.
Paul, one of them
the
was
Dirty
the
Dirty Puppet Show, is that what you said?
It's called Happy Time Murders.
It really is.
One of the two of them was Playmate of the Year. I'll let you guess which one.
The promoter of a new Melissa McCarthy movie says a lawsuit from the makers of Sesame Street could be devastating for the film's August release. Lawyers for STX Productions want a judge to reject trademark infringement claims by Sesame Workshop. They say no reasonable parent would confuse R-rated The Happy Time Murders with the puppet-driven educational children's program, despite the caption, No Sesame, All Street, on promotional materials. That was probably their mistake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
McCarthy's movie features the comedian as a human detective investigating grisly puppet murders with a puppet detective.
Sounds funny.
A little bit of Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Yeah, right, exactly. Last week, STX Productions responded to media questions with a statement from Fred Esquire, a puppet lawyer.
Lawyer Lambert, listening?
Yeah. So I don't know if it's going to come out, but I'm with you. I'm sure it'll come out. It's been done.
Okay, so I'm on IMDb.com right now.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And I was going to watch the trailer on mute just to get a point of reference. This is the first time on any website that I don't normally go to where it is asking me for my age to watch the trailer.
Sure. Remember, Mr. Z talked about this movie. Said it's basically the raunchiest thing that he's ever seen.
Absolutely.
No kidding.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to put 1901.
He said it was the buzz of that little festival.
1901? Right.
January 1st, 1901. Submit.
You're good.
I'm good for you. Welcome, sir.
1901.
I'd be 130 years old.
Like Sid.
Let me tell you something, Corey.
This lawsuit's probably the best thing to happen to the film.
Oh, well,
probably.
Yeah.
You know, for
what
some,
on earth is happening?
I don't know.
Probably Puppet Sex.
You're going to see it then.
That was McCarthy
would be perfect for this, though.
Yeah.
I'm already laughing. I can't even hear it.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Looks pretty good.
All right. There you go.
Would you spin it around so you can see?
Excuse me.
Everybody all right over
there? You just punched
what the hell
a
is going
puppet.
On? What? Who did?
Melissa.
Stop punching the puppet.
So that's supposed to be released in August?
Yeah. Okay. Right. Something like that.
Nice.
Yeah. Thanks.
Cool.
Anyway. And
go see it.
One more little feel-good story before we go to break. And this truly is a feel-good story. Harvard graduation. This is the ceremony. I'm trying to see which one's first. Here we go. Check this out, okay?
It's been a joy to have you in class. Keep up the good work. Invite me to your Harvard graduation. Guess what? That student's here among you, the class of 2018. With her Doctor of Public Health degree, it is a special privilege also for me to welcome Mrs. Tunson here today to watch you cross the stage.
How about that? Back in 1997, Kristen Gilmer was 12 years old and a sixth grader in Yuma, Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
She had a great teacher named Judith Tunsing, who always encouraged her because she knew how smart she was. On her last report card, she even wrote a note about how Kristen would end up graduating from Harvard one day and told her to please invite her to the ceremony.
Wow.
Oh. 21 years later, Kristen got her doctorate in public health last week.
What took her so long?
From Harvard.
I saw the story, really cool. too. She went back to her sixth grade class.
Yeah, listen to this. I've got the audio.
And spoke to this.
They don't make much money, and they put themselves in the worst spots a lot. But yeah. The teacher, incredible. Man, a teacher can make such a difference.
Can any of us in these two rooms relate? Because I'm not familiar with what that feels like to have somebody believe in you. Whether it's a parent, a teacher, a coach,
a
family member,
great
a
teachers
boss.
Over here, not too far from where we're sitting right now at St. Louis Park High School.
What was that like?
Inspirational. Pete Peterson, Hattie Steinberg.
Pete Peterson?
That was his name. He was my speech teacher. Yeah.
Who do you listen to? Chris Christopherson?
And the late, great Hattie Steinberg, a journalism teacher. Yeah,
well, Hattie. What a great
who inspired
name.
You?
I love that name.
A lot nickname? Of people have. Such as?
My dad. My mom.
Boy, I got bad news for you about your dad.
Keep going.
I got good news.
Anybody else?
Yeah.
I inspire you and motivated you?
Yeah.
How about, let me ask it the other way. Name anybody who's ever believed in you.
All seriousness, hockey.
Yep. I believe in you.
Oh, man, that's a stretch.
Yeah, like you're...
Whoa.
Mal, you cross the bear, you get hit.
Yeah, Mal.
cross the bear,
you get hit.
You just made me send snot out my nose, and I don't have an answer.
Snot.
You know how they say you cross the bull, you get the horns, and they do the little hand gesture? Is there a hand gesture for crossing the bear?
Yeah, it's this.
Just a big paw.
Hold on, the bear's...
The bear's...
Yeah, don't stop him. Got to sometimes once he gets started.
Let him finish.
Got to let him finish.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Rosie.
Hey, if you care about sports and stuff, tune into the next show. Polly's going to be live at OTAs.
Yeah, I'm taking off now, too.
Are you leaving?
Right? OTAs again.
Oh! OTAs, man. That's right.
Yes, Anthony Barr has returned.
He has returned. He returned yesterday.
You didn't hear?
What happened?
He passed.
No, he did not. He's just fine.
His physical to return to the team.
Yeah.
Rosie,
mm-hmm.
What's the saddest sports movie of all time?
Oh, the first one that came to mind, Brian's Song.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Which Brian featured... Piccolo and James Caan is Brian Piccolo, who was a running back for the Bears who died of cancer.
And his teammate was?
Dale Sayers.
Who turned 75 years old today.
Wow.
How about that?
Oh. Yeah, the Kansas Comet.
Oh, is that what they called him?
Yes. He's one of the greatest running backs of all time. He's played on a really lousy Bears team, but he was phenomenal. Those knees got wrecked like a lot of pro athletes back in, football players back in the day. Yeah, I mean, that's probably the saddest sports movie.
Man, is that a sad movie.
I mean, we've talked about You Want to Have a Catch. I mean, I cried at that scene, but it wasn't a sad movie. But Brian's Song is probably the saddest sports movie.
No, Ray. It was for you.
Yeah, I know. Oh, God. Just stop it!
That was from Ghostbusters.
That was...
What'd you do, Ray?
Power Trip Morning Show returns after this on The Fan.
Going back to Willow in 7.
There was music all night. All went with the fan.
Something strange was just happening over here in the main studio where I sit during the Power Trip Morning Show. I was reading a story about basketball during the break.
What?
That's crazy.
That is strange.
Why? I feel weird myself because I'm just astounded. Now listen, like him, hate him, compare him to whoever you want to compare him to. I know I have very little chance of winning this bet with Corey on the strength of LeBron James alone in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the numbers of this guy, man.
Staggering.
They really are.
He's killing it.
He improved.
Really about him.
He improved to 6-2 in game sevens in his career, winning all six in a row, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
In eight game sevens, James has averaged 34.9 points, 9.9 rebounds, 6.9 assists.
I believe his game seven average is the most of all time as well.
He hasn't lost a Game 7 since 2008, beating Boston twice, Indiana twice, San Antonio, and Golden State.
Mm-hmm.
Two of those were on the road, including one for the NBA title against the Warriors. This is Cleveland's fourth consecutive final appearance. And Mark, you've probably already heard this, Mr. Parrish, but yep. Just in case you don't, it bears saying again,
mm-hmm.
This is Cleveland's fourth consecutive finals appearance and James's eighth in a row.
That, think about that. I actually watched the game seven just because of that, and that's historic. That's incredible. Eight straight finals for one player, just different teams. But
he's changed his game. I mean, he's refined his game. He's not in this 3-point shooting exhibition or lack thereof that we've seen in particular. What happened to Houston and Boston? LeBron finds new ways. I mean, he's not just obviously a three-point shooter. He does everything well and at the highest possible level and never sat for a second on during the game.
Yeah.
Has he gotten into the conversation of greatest of all time, or has he been in that conversation?
He's been in the conversation. And that's what it is. It's a conversation. I mean,
he's top
that's the
five
thing
ever.
About
it's a generation. Yeah, the best ever is always generational.
Yeah, of course it's. I mean, Oscar Robertson, Will Chamberlain, you know, obviously MJ, Bill Russell defensively. I mean, go down the line, and of course LeBron and Michael are probably the top of the list. But it doesn't matter. I mean, you can't win. You're not trying to win the debate. It doesn't matter.
Is Kobe out of the picture now?
No, I mean, not out of it.
He's in my conversation, not for the greatest ever, but he's in that.
Clutch,
that
especially.
Elite yeah. group.
How
he's in there too.
Sure. Is LeBron now?
33?
Okay.
That's
if
it.
He's been to eight consecutive finals.
Yeah.
How many games has that guy played?
Tons.
Yeah. Tons.
I
yes.
mean, imagine
yes.
the wear and tear on that body.
He's 33. He'll be 34 December 30th.
So for eight consecutive seasons now, and more than that, but for the eight consecutive seasons gone past here. He's played almost every possible game he can play in a season.
How many extra games is that on top of the 8-year season?
Well, and I believe this is the first time in his career he played all 82. So plus an extended playoff run, we're talking 100 games this year.
I think, and he's drawn criticism for any number. People like to, you know, poke at him and you know, he has his detractors. And I've grown over the years to really admire this guy for a lot of reasons. I mean, not just what he's given back to the city of Cleveland and taking a stance on social issues. Just he's not afraid to be himself. And it's difficult these days. And he's been true to himself and his kids and everything. I just have a lot of admiration for him. And yeah, of course, like any other basketball player, he's going to whine on the court when he doesn't get a call. That happens pretty much every player. Speaking of Kobe or Michael or any of them. They all whine when they don't get their call. But James Harden, I mean, go down the line. Carl Anthony Towns. But he's had so much pressure on him to play at this level, and he's done it year after year after year. Doesn't always win, but it doesn't matter. He's always in the finish line.
You guys are about to freak out.
Yes.
I'm going to do another sports topic.
Is it basketball?
What's happening?
No.
Are you okay?
It's not basketball, no. Oh. Hey, Parrish?
Yes, sir.
George McPhee.
Yep.
You know who he is?
Yes, he's the GM of the year.
Yeah, do you know what other team he was the GM?
Washington Capitals.
right until he left to go to Vegas.
Yep.
He built that franchise, too.
Mm-hmm. Pretty good.
For him, man.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
This is a kind of a celebration
kind of
for
proud
him,
of
right?
There, right?
17 years in Washington before he went to Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And now both those teams in the finals this year.
Incredible. Yeah. He did he did the majority of the work to get Washington where they were, and he kind of took the fall for them not being able to get past the second round for years, even though a lot of it had to do with Sidney Crosby.
Sure.
But, yeah, so it's an incredibly proud moment for him. That's He built those two franchises.
George McPhee, also a science fiction writer. His son Marty was a hell of a guitar player.
Yeah, but he's a peeping Tom.
Right, George is mostly a pervert.
Yeah, yeah. And then Calvin Klein showed up.
Correct.
Oh, good one. You did it right.
You kind of did it right.
You did it right.
Kind of.
I don't need your admiration.
Approval, right. You don't need his approval.
You don't need my admiration.
Is that the right word?
Just the right
word. I don't think it's a word.
Very close.
I like it, though, a lot. I like it a lot.
My raging
Yeah, pass.
You hope my duan?
Uh-oh.
You like Star Wars. Your son is very excited to see Solo, although you haven't seen it yet.
Correct.
Right, Turner's jacked for it.
Oh, yes, he is.
Rolling Stone put out a list of the 50 best Star Wars characters of all time. Now, look, we don't care what Stopwatch thinks about anything, Mark Rosen.
I agree.
Our boss, Stopwatch.
No, of course.
He gave us each two extra vacation days just to bring up this story. So we all agreed.
Oh,
we love
it. Yeah, that's a freebie.
He's like, can you please debate this on the show? We're like, oh, God.
He talks like that, too.
He does.
Just get out of
Rolling Stone's
office.
Top 50 Star Wars characters of all time. I'll go quickly from like 10 to 3 here, then we can talk about it. Number 10, BB-8.
Yeah, the little circular
he's
one.
He's guitar player, yeah. Right?
Top 10?
I don't
Number 9, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yep. Expected him to be high.
Save me, Obi-Wan.
I agree. 8 is R2-D2.
Oh.
Slay me, R2-D2.
7 is Rey.
Rey? Charles?
From Ghostbusters? what did you do, Rey?
Oh, that's the second time you've made me fart from laughing today. Thank you.
Number 6 is Luke Skywalker.
Number 6?
6.
Poor Luke.
Come on.
5
is the galaxy.
5 is Princess Leia.
Oh.
4 is Yoda. 3 is Boba Fett. Come on.
Ahead of Luke Skywalker?
No. He's a bit character in the first handful. He's just got a cult kind of following.
Who voted on this?
There's only a couple of huge ones left. What do you think for number 2 and 1?
Chewbacca and Han Solo.
Han Solo and...
Yeah, Han's got to be one.
Chewie and Hani.
I don't even think it's close who number 1 is, but they have my number 1 as number 2.
Yoda.
Even no, Yoda's already... Way to go, Beat Sauce.
Yeah, way to go, Beat Sauce.
Who are the first 6 about?
The stars?
Darth Vader.
Darth Vader
absolutely should be number 1, but they have Vader 2, Han Solo 1. So they don't even have Chewbacca in the top 10. They got a goddamn rolling ball number 10.
Yeah.
Whoever did that is not a fan.
Rolling Stone.
Yeah.
Stick to music, Rolling Stone.
Han Solo is great. Vader is number 1.
It should be Vader,
but
Solo, and Skywalker. I would think that...
I can't believe Skywalker's that low.
And Leia.
And if Rey is number 7, how is Kylo Ren not even closer to the top 10? He's the most dynamic part of the latest two.
This is not a joke. Tell me I'm just old, if you want. Who's Rey?
She's the lead in the new two.
You haven't seen her? Yes, he's seen them.
You know who
Force Awakens
she is.
And
I know
Last
who you're talking
Jedi.
About,
she's
the main gal.
Yeah. Okay.
The one who found Luke.
Her name is Rey?
Rey is her character's name.
Yeah, her name. Yeah,
all right.
Daisy Ridley, I believe, is her actual name.
Yeah, she's terrific. Yeah,
okay. All right.
She's great.
Yeah.
Terrific.
But again, I like the latest two, not because of her, even though she does a great job, but it's Kylo Ren, man.
Yeah.
That's the angle. He's a spaz. He's a whiny teenager, even though he
killed his dad.
Spoiler alert!
He did.
It's the old one.
It doesn't matter. Some
he
people
did.
Haven't seen
what?
It. And everybody's
and they
read
allow
the
him
book.
To act?
Since when did you become nice?
Nah, never. Mean or nice? Well, I wasn't listening. What'd you say?
Hey, Roro?
Yes, sir.
Here's an interesting story for you. The series premiere of Reverie is on tonight at 9 o'clock on NBC. Now, you'll be busy.
Plus, he hates NBC.
I understand. I don't
especially NBC. Dave Schwartz.
I do not.
You've said that. I've
never said that.
You thought rip him
no,
you have that Facebook group called Dave Schwartz.
Dave Schwartz sucks.
Say that again, Sauce. What's it called?
Yeah, really.
Dave Schwartz.
No, say the whole group again.
It's called Dave Schwartz Sucks.
What is it called?
By Mark Rosen.
As fast as possible. Keep going.
No, because I'll probably say the F word.
So anyway, what's on NBC tonight?
Well, it's a show called Reverie. It's brand new. It's on NBC tonight at 9 o'clock. It stars Sarah Shahi as a former hostage negotiator hired by Dennis Haysbert to enter a virtual reality program to convince trapped users to come back to their bodies in the real world. Interesting.
Can I tell you something?
Sure.
Let's go full circle. Tonight, for the fourth time today. Tonight, one of the greatest TV shows ever, The Americans, wraps up. It's terrific. I can't wait. As much as I love the show, we've talked about it in the past, I don't think the title of the show does it any favors.
You mentioned that from the get-go.
I don't know if it gives you, the average viewer, an insight to what that even means, right? If you know what the show is about, sure, then you understand the play on words that they're not Americans, they're Russians.
Spoiler.
What is this? Reverie?
Reverie.
0% chance the show works because no one knows what that means.
No, they don't.
Horrible title. The show absolutely
What does it mean?
It cannot succeed.
Doesn't it mean happiness or something like that?
It cannot succeed on a major network if... You know this, Rosie. You're on one. The major networks have to play to the masses. The masses don't know what the hell that means. No chance this show works.
Only if you put CSI in front of Reverie.
Then you have a chance.
Or NCIS.
How do you spell Reverie?
But honestly, whoever pitched this show, one should have been, we're changing the title.
R-E-V-E-R-I-E.
Reverie.
Go through the plot again real quickly.
What does that word mean?
Speed read it, Chris, and I'll change the title. Go ahead.
All right. The lady... is hired by the dude to go into virtual reality to convince people to come out of virtual reality and go back into their bodies.
The show is called Virtual Reality.
Correct.
Tonight on NBC.
Correct. Reverie is a state of dreamy meditation or fanciful musing.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds
a horrible, dream, horrible, horrible, horrible title.
Fantastic, visionary, or...
Fanciful. Musing.
Oh.
Thank you, Webster.
Yeah, so officially to whoever the NBC exec that greenlighted that show.
That's a terrible name.
It is.
No one will know what that is.
Even if the show's great, no one's going to watch it.
Well, Hockey will watch it.
He saw the trailer. He thinks it looks great.
I do think it looks kind of good. It sounds neat.
It
sounds
nonsense.
Neat.
He once said the Rampage trailer looked fantastic.
I still haven't seen it, but I want to. And I say thank you to everybody out there who sent me those tickets. I apologize. I haven't been there yet.
Rosie, I think I can make your day. Mark Parrish, I'll probably ruin yours because you're not on the show on Thursdays.
Oh,
nope.
As we wrap up this show before we toss it over to PA, we will have our bi-weekly return of Spellcheck Sauce tomorrow.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm excited to
edition
be part
number
of it.
Two of Spellcheck Sauce.
I hate that game.
You love this game.
You won it.
Well, what time will that be at? Because I'll actually be up.
Hour tomorrow.
Perfect. I'll be up for that.
You already probably.
Actually, I will. I gotta go play White Bear Yacht Club at 10.
Oh, jeez.
We don't even care.
Thank you, Mark. Oh, who wins tonight? Vegas or Washington?
Vegas.
Really?
Vegas. He's just done with them.
Yeah, you're done.
You've
gone over to the dark side.
Yep.
Rosie, we'll see you tomorrow when we spell check sauce.
I can't wait.
Ben Lieber will be here. Paul Allen is next. Power Trip back tomorrow, 5:30 until 9. See you then.
Podcast of today's show, visit the Power Trip Morning Show channel on the iHeartRadio app or go to KFAN.com.